Wild Mind, an original screenplay by Fujio Torikai. Fujio Torikai Sagami Dayton 2-1-305 Minamiku Sagami Harasi Kanagawa Japan 252-03-2201814276662312 Torikai Fujio at gmail.com EXT Mountain Road Year 20XX Day. An electric car drives through a mountain road. A young couple about 20 years old is in the car. They are Patrick and Kate, rebellious young outcasts. Int. Car. Kate, can you really sell that manuscript? Well. Patrick, the sign for Heartland Town appears, welcome to Heartland. The scenery outside the car changes, trees disappear and the bare surface of the mountain is exposed. After a while, the car reaches the bottom of the mountain and drives into a vast barren land. Numerous steel utility poles stand in a line, toward a very tall and thin tower far ahead. Int. Car. Kate, oh my god. Is the town still far from here? What's that tower which looks like a pencil? Patrick, there was a gold mine around here a long time ago, and that's the commemoration tower for the town. Wait for a while. EXT parking lot, afternoon. The car arrives in town. Patrick parks the car. There is an electricity charging station for the car. To the sign at the parking reads, "Tourists only." Patrick, you should charge the car battery. I'll call the publishing company from the telephone booth. Kate, why don't you call from your cell? Patrick, I was told to use the phone booth. Patrick goes to the telephone booth. He calls and comes back to the car. Kate, how did it go? Patrick, it's strange. I was told that the mayor wants to see me. Kate, great. You can sell the manuscript at a high price. Thanks to the title on the manuscript, the mayor must be interested in it. Patrick, I hope so. But it seems each tourist who will stay in town overnight must register the purpose of his or her visit over the telephone. There was the instruction in the booth. Kate, what should we do? This town seems weird. Patrick, after we sell the manuscript, we may have time for sightseeing. 2-3 Kate, aren't you scared? Patrick, not at all. Why not? Kate, Patrick, this town is called the paradise for the handicapped. You don't need to be afraid. Kate, paradise? How? Patrick, I heard communication between handicapped people and non-handicapped people is really easy in this town. EXT Town's main street. The car drives through the main street. The plain-looking commemoration tower stands in the square. People of various nationalities in various clothes walk around. They look content and happy. Palm trees stand along the street. Tourists walk with maps in their hands. Children play or run around happily. Patrick tries to talk to a man who walks by. The man is dressed in Muslim clothes. Patrick, from car, excuse me. Where is the town hall? But the man doesn't respond. Patrick stops his car right next to the man. Patrick, can't D, excuse me. 3-4 The man notices Patrick and smiles gently. The man takes out a cell phone from the pocket of his coat and looks at its screen. Man, I am deaf. Could you repeat the question? Patrick, I'm sorry but. The man looks at the cell screen again. Man, oh, if you want to see the mayor, you might want to go to the fruit shop. Turn right at the first corner. He is the one who's wearing a bow tie. Patrick is surprised. Patrick, thank you. But why? The man walks away with the same gentle smile on his lips. EXT fruit store. An old man is shopping. He is a former professor and the town's mayor, Watson Smith. A young shop girl approaches him. Shop girl, aren't you Professor Smith? Watson looks back. Watson, you know who I am. The shop girl looks blind, but she says, shop girl 4-5 yes, of course. My parents told me about you. You are my benefactor. Your research gave me my sight. Watson, I am glad to hear that. Don't forget to apply eye drops when we have dry weather. As Watson comes out of the fruit shop, Patrick's car stops in front of the shop. Patrick gets out of a car. Patrick, how do you do? Are you the mayor? Watson, yes. Who are you?
Patrick, my name is Patrick. Watson, and you found me successfully.
Patrick, actually, I had a mysterious experience on my way.
Watson, smiling, you came by car, it seems.
Patrick, yes, please get in.
Watson, thank you. I walked from my office.
Hint. Car. Patrick starts the car.
Kate, how do you do?
My name is Kate.
5-6 Watson, how do you do?
I am the mayor of this town.
Watson. Watson looks at his cell phone.
Patrick, Mr. Smith, why did the publishing company contact you?
Watson, my son works there. And he told me.
Patrick, why are you interested in this manuscript?
Watson, it's a long story.
You'd better stay overnight in this town. You should reserve a hotel room over the phone.
Watson gives his cell phone to Kate.
Watson, Count D, push the 7 on the cell. All you need to say is your name.
Kate, calls, hello?
My name is Kate. I want to reserve a room.
Hello.
Hello.
To herself, it's strange.
No one answers it.
Watson, that's enough.
Please, give me back my cell.
Kate gives it back to him.
Watson looks at his cell screen again.
Patrick, OS, 67, excuse me, but we want to leave as soon as we finish our business talk.
Watson, okay. I'll cancel your hotel reservation.
Watson calls, using his cell.
EXT supercomputer in town. The red lamp on the computer blinks.
Letters on the liquid crystal screen by the lamp read, warning, non-handicapped person interrogating non-handicapped person int. Office in publishing company. It is quiet in the office. Both handicapped and non-handicapped people are working, using desktop computers.
Watson's son James pats his fellow worker on the shoulder.
James is mute. His fellow worker looks at his cell phone.
Fellow worker, you want to leave early today?
Okay.
But it means you must work harder tomorrow, huh?
James leaves the office, and gets into his car in the parking lot. EXT Watson's house. Patrick's car stops.
Patrick, is it all right?
Is this your house?
Watson, yes.
Kate, you should wait for him in the car.
Patrick and Watson get off the car.
They enter the house.
7-8 int. Living room. In Watson's house there is only wooden furniture in the living room. The big L.C.D television screen on the wall stands out.
Watson connects his cell phone to the television using a cable.
Patrick, what are you doing?
Watson, my eyesight has declined recently.
Sit down.
They sit at the table across from each other.
Patrick takes out the manuscript from his bag, and puts it on the table.
Patrick, how much would you pay for this?
Watson, take it easy.
Did you read the manuscript?
Patrick, yes, I did.
I skimmed through it.
Watson, if so, listen to what I'm going to say.
Electromagnetic waves, supersonic waves, liquid, stone, electron, magnetic field.
What?
Patrick Watson, mass media, one-sided, bluff, wheelchair.
Patrick, is something wrong with you?
8-9 Watson turns on his cell. The television screen is turned on at the same time.
Many characters appear on the screen.
Watson watches the screen.
Watson, you lie.
Look at the TV screen.
Patrick is surprised, but looks at the screen anyway.
Sentences appear on the screen, don't be silly.
I don't understand what you're saying at all.
This old man must be suffering from dementia.
Anyway, I must sell this at a high price.
Why do I need to watch TV?
What's this?
Watson turns off his cell phone.
The television is turned off, too.
Watson, Count D, you didn't read the manuscript at all?
Patrick, I'm sorry.
To tell you the truth, no.
Watson, do you know anything about your family history?
Patrick, no, my parents passed away when I was little, and I grew up as an orphan, so. Watson, are you going to marry Kate?
Patrick, I haven't scheduled it yet.
Watson, all right. I will pay $10,000 for the manuscript.
9-10 serious?
Patrick Watson, that's what Kate wishes.
What?
Patrick Watson turns on his cell phone again. The television screen turns on, too.
Int.
Car, it begins to rain. A couple of pedestrians walk by. Kate reclines her seat back, leans on it, and closes her eyes.
Int.
Living room. What's on Kate's mind appears as sentences on the screen. Why doesn't he get a steady job? What will he do if it sells at $10,000?
But oh, well, it won't happen anyway. It's just a dream.
It's his birthday tomorrow, but it won't be his birthday present anyway.
Watson turns off his cell and television.
Watson, did you see it?
Patrick, how could you and how dare you?
Did you sneak into her mind or something?
You're invading her privacy.
EXT supercomputer, the red lamp keeps blinking.
EXT Main Street 1011, James's car is caught in the traffic jam, though James remains calm.
He reads a book.
Int.
Living room. Patrick stands up, furious.
Watson, calm down and sit back.
You must be surprised, naturally.
But your grandfather started the system.
Patrick, system?
You mean the one for the handicapped people?
Yes.
Watson, Patrick, Kate isn't handicapped, and you misused the system.
You are the mayor and the chief operating officer, all right, but you have no right to do such a thing.
Watson, I only hold the title.
This town is controlled by a supercomputer.
Patrick, and who controls the computer?
Watson, you shouldn't be too nosy on that topic.
No matter what, don't you want to know why the system was created?
Your grandfather's blood runs in you and you must be interested in it.
Patrick, no, I'm not interested in it.
Watson, 11-12, but your reason, rational mind should seek the answer.
Patrick, I said I'm not interested.
Watson, another captive of his own feelings.
Very disappointing.
Patrick, what the hell are you taking about?
Watson, well, your grandfather who created the foundation of this town didn't really believe in feelings.
Patrick, feelings?
So what?
Do they have something to do with our sight and hearing?
Watson, that's it?
And this town can give both sight and hearing to the handicapped people.
How?
Patrick Watson, I'll give you a hint.
Good laughs, healthy appetite, tears, chit-chat, and a cell phone.
EXT supercomputer, the lamp stops blinking.
Hint.
James's car. James stops reading the book, and starts driving the car.
Hint.
Living room. 12-13. Watson turns on his cell phone and the television.
Sentences do not appear on the television screen this time.
Watson, Conti, I'd better stop confusing you, giving you those quizzes.
Wait here.
I'll bring cash.
Watson goes to the bedroom.
Hint.
Bedroom. There is a small automated teller machine by the bed.
Watson turns on his cell phone and looks at it.
The cell phone screen, what's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen.
I'm sorry, father, but it was sort of an emergency, so I've been monitoring you.
But you can withdraw money now.
Watson smiles and inputs the PIN number on the machine.
Hint.
Living room. Watson comes back and gives Patrick a paper bag.
Watson, Conti, I must tell you, though.
No matter what, follow your conscience and try to make moral decisions.
Can you do that?
Patrick, why do you say that?
Watson, you asked me who controls the computer earlier, but it's controlled by high moral values, that's all I can say at this moment.
You should marry Kate.
You might know it already, but she loves you. 13-14, from the bottom of her heart.
Goodbye, Patrick.
Patrick, goodbye, Mr. Smith.
Hint.
Patrick's car. Patrick gets in the car.
Kate, how was it?
Patrick, I sold it at $10,000.
Kate, that's terrific.
Let's have a toast.
Patrick, no, I will go to a vocational school with this money. Kate, are you planning to get some licenses?
Patrick, yes, that's my plan.
Kate, oh, what a bore. Patrick smiles, and starts his car. EXT Watson's house, James's car arrives.
Int. Living room, James enters and the television is turned on automatically. He slowly starts changing his clothes.
Watson appears in the room.
1415 Watson, I was selfish, but thank you.
And forgive me.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen. I don't monitor your mind anymore.
Let's talk as we normally do.
You were goofing around in front of him, but it's because I warned you.
Watson, can't D,
yes.
I tried to avoid answering his questions.
You were afraid that he might know the town secret.
But it's all right.
He knew nothing.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen. I monitored his thoughts too.
He wasn't thinking about you anymore.
The secret is safe.
What's written on the manuscript, by the way?
I saw a young man in a wheelchair in your thought.
Watson, Count D, you are the real mayor of this town and you should read it yourself.
It's a good opportunity for you to ponder on ethics and your own moral values.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen. You preached on moral values in front of him too, but why?
It sounded like such a cliche.
Watson, Count D, back then, we were engaged in extensive scientific experiments. But they were abused in a very wicked way.
People's minds and thoughts were scrutinized and stolen, which made me realize importance of ethics and morality.
But all the details of those days are written in this manuscript.
1516 What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, wicked way.
How?
Watson, Count D, that's an important question.
There was a young man who invented a unique device.
He used the device and violated basic human rights in a terrible manner, but thanks to the device, the town system was completed.
But I must ask you. Are we the ones who also misuse the device?
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, trial and error, it's necessary to create ideal society.
Watson, Count D, well, anyhow I must know what the stone is made of exactly.
Patrick's father Lindsay is the author of this manuscript and I believe he knew the secret.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, stone.
What are you talking about?
Watson, Count D, the commemoration tower is made of the stone and it releases strange radiation waves?
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, the tower is made of the stone.
Watson, Count D,
yes.
The stone has strange capability for self-reproduction too.
When it's mixed with water, it multiplies itself and that's how 1617 we got enough stones to build the tower.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, it's raining today, but the tower doesn't multiply itself.
Watson, Count D, it only propagates itself under specific conditions in our lab.
But the radiation waves are still complete mystery to us.
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen, that's why you mentioned the words like electromagnetic waves and supersonic waves in front of Patrick.
Watson, Count D, we've been trying various experiments with the radiation waves, but, can you read it anyway?
What's on James's mind appears as sentences on the screen,
Dad, my job occupies all my time now.
I'd rather monitor your thoughts when you read it.
Watson, Count D, if you say so.
Watson puts the manuscript on the table.
The cover of the manuscript,
Reason, History of Heartland Hamlet by Lindsay Jones.
Int.
Living room, Watson reads Lindsay's manuscript.
V.O.
Back then, I was a mediocre writer, and now I would like to depict a strange incident that happened in 1718, our little Hamlet as a tale. This story is based on my father's diary and testimony from involved parties at the time.
Angle on the manuscript, EXT Olympus, not in Greece but in deep space. Aphrodite sits by a fountain. She languidly scatters flower petals into the fountain.
Athena walks to Aphrodite.
Athena, you irritate me.
Are you still thinking about human beings? leave them alone. Aphrodite, but we are people of humanity existing thanks to Homer's feelings.
Athena, ha! You ran away to Ethiopia when the battle against the giants broke out. You are a coward.
Eros, in the shade of a tree, shoots an arrow at Athena.
Athena receives it with her shield and throws her spear at Eros. The spear sticks into a tree trunk.
Surprised, Eros runs away.
Athena snorts contemptuously and leaves.
Hint. Condo room in big city, 2014. It's Jeff Jones's mental health clinic office. 1819. Jeff, 30, reads a letter. It reads, "Dear Mr. Jones, as we discussed, your neurofibromatosis needs to be treated immediately. We strongly recommend you to visit our office for the medical examination at your earliest convenience."
Jeff throws the letter into the trash can. He sits on the sofa, and smokes a cigarette.
The phone rings. He answers it.
"Hello."
Jeff voice, from phone, "Hello.
Mr. Jones.
Our company handles investments in gold. Are you interested in it?"
Jeff, "No, thank you."
Jeff hangs up. He puts out the cigarette, and leaves the room.
EXT City. The city is filled with noises. People walk as they speak on their cell phones, as cars busily drive by them.
Jeff walks to a convenience store.
Hint. Convenience store. The store is filled with various noises as well. People are speaking on their cell phones in the store too, as music plays from the store speaker.
Jeff buys sandwiches as his midnight snack.
By the cash register, a woman laughs loud as she talks to her cell phone.
Hint. Jeff's room 1920. There is a message left on the answering machine.
Message, OS, "Hi, Jeff. This is Mick. I heard you are planning to retire and move, but is that true? How much inheritance did your father leave you? Are you planning to start some business with it?"
Jeff stops the machine. He turns off the lights, and lies down on the bed. In darkness, as he lies in bed, he eats the sandwiches.
Outside, an ambulance siren wails.
Hint. Woodland Estate Office. The company employee gives a document to Jeff.
Jeff signs it.
"Employee, thank you. It's truly amazing. We don't have my clients who pay $1 million in cash. So can a mental health counselor make a lot of money?"
Jeff, "Well, I must go now.
A person, please, be careful with volcanic gas."
Hint. Cottage in the undeveloped land, night. It is quiet in the cottage. All we can hear is the wind rustling tree leaves outside. There are only a wood desk and a wood chair in the room.
Jeff reads Immanuel Kant's Works Under the Lamplight. EXT Olympus. Hades walks to Aphrodite.
Hades 2021. You are always watching the human world, so I must ask you. Why is Zeus the ruler? I understand they give us our figures, but why do they worship the sun and thunder so much?
Aphrodite, it's not because he controls the sun and thunder. It's because he gives them the foundation of their existence.
Hades, what is that?
Reason.
Aphrodite, Eros, who sits on the tree branch, shoots an arrow at Hades. The arrow sticks in his body.
Cupid cheers in joy.
Hades, oh shit.
You naughty boy.
Hades staggers and puts his hand on the edge of the fountain. He looks into the fountain.
Hint. Cottage, night. Jeff sleeps in a sleeping bag, but an earthquake suddenly hits the area, shaking the earth violently. A stack of cardboard boxes collapses, and food and bottles are thrown out of the boxes. When it stops shaking, drinking water in the plastic bottles is all spilled and gone. He gets out of the sleeping bag, and clicks his tongue.
EXT Olympus. Aphrodite, which is your favorite human?
Hades 21-22. That one.
He likes darkness.
EXT River in undeveloped land, day. Jeff is fishing. He casually looks around and sees something shining near the river. He stops fishing, and walks to the spot. There is a gold ore in the hole which was created by the earthquake. He stares at it curiously.
Hint.
Jeff's room, Later Jeff puts the plastic bottles back into the cardboard boxes. The intercom rings. He answers it. Voice from the intercom: "Hello. I'm the prospector you contacted." Jeff invites him in. His name is Peter Gray.
"Peter, nice to meet you, Mr. Jones.
My name is Peter Gray from Globe Gold Company."
"Jeff, nice to meet you, too.
Sit down, please." Peter sits on the sofa and spreads a map on the table.
"Peter, let's not waste your time and get to the point immediately. We own mineral rights to your property and you'll receive royalties as the surface right owner. We've already checked the ore's grade, and we estimated 6 kilograms of gold per ton. It's the best and finest."
"Jeff, how many acres?"
Peter puts his finger on the map.
22-23 Peter, the area stretches from the foot of the mountain to the river. According to our global positioning system, it's about 15,000 acres.
"Jeff, nearly half of the land."
"Peter, I can offer you $30 million for the initial mining rights. From the second, we offer you 20% of the profit. Does that sound fair to you?"
"Jeff, well, before we talk about the percentage, I must tell you something. It has nothing to do with money, but I want to settle there."
"Peter, you're not allowed to develop a residential area over there."
"Jeff, I am not familiar with those regulations. But I wonder if you can do something about it?"
"Peter, let's see. Maybe. We can try. Can you?"
"Jeff, Peter, the mining process will take a long time. We will have our office there. When we get the mining permission from the local government, we should file your request as well."
23-24 From my experience, it should work if we offer them something extra, aside from the tax money, of course.
"Jeff, I'm not going to bribe them."
"Peter, well, but even if you get your permission, how will you live there? There is no infrastructure in your land."
"Jeff, I'll figure out something."
"Peter, if you want, we may be able to take care of it. Can you?"
"Jeff, Peter, we must install water and sewerage systems, as well as an electrical optical cable in your land anyway."
"Jeff, I appreciate it if you can take care of it for me too."
"Peter, but you'll pay the cost."
"Jeff, I don't care. But I'm flat broke now."
"Peter, when your new address is approved, you can open a bank account through the internet. We'll deposit the initial mining fees into your new 2425 account, and you can pay the cost from the account."
"Jeff, thank you."
"Peter, okay. As to the permission, I think I can report the result in a month. Goodbye, Jeff."
"Jeff, goodbye, Peter."
Peter leaves.
Jeff mutters,
"Jeff, Conti, in a month."
EXT undeveloped land. Jeff's car stops in front of the cottage.
Peter stands there and raises his hand.
"Peter, I'll drive.
I'll show you your new house."
EXT Jeff's new house. They get out of the car.
The house is a one-story wooden frame house.
"Peter, Conti, I'll show you the inside."
They enter the house.
Int. Living room of the house. The room with a TV set, a phone, a sofa and a table.
"Peter, Conti, did you bring your computer?"
"Jeff, 25-26 yes."
"Peter, okay. You can use your computer, TV, and telephone, connecting them to the electrical optical cable.
I'll show you the bathroom next."
Hint.
Bathroom. There are only a shower and a toilet bowl in the bathroom.
"Peter, Conti, the shower is equipped with the electric water heater, and the toilet bowl with the wastewater purification tank.
I'll show you the dining room next."
Hint.
Dining room. "Peter, Conti, no gas. Only electricity is used here, too."
"Jeff, the electrical optical cable is very convenient."
"Peter, yes.
Let's move on. I will show you the mining spot."
EXT hill on the undeveloped land. The car stops.
Jeff and Peter get out of the car.
"Peter, Conti, we can see the spot from here.
Mining has already begun. Facilities for the mining stand here and there, and tracks for the mining stretch around the facilities.
Miners get on trolleys on the tracks, and the trolleys move into tunnels 26-27, about 20 houses that look identical to Jeff's stand. A three-storied building and a four-storied big prefabricated building stand near the houses.
Peter, Kant D, that building is our headquarters, and those houses are for our managing staff. They are all connected through the private internet network.
Jeff, you mean intranet?
Peter, yes. Your house is on the intranet, too. The prefabricated building is for the miners. And the sewage disposal plant and the water filtration plant stand near the river.
Jeff, how long will you guys stay here for mining?
Peter, 5 years approximately, I assume.
So you and I will be neighbors for the next 10 years.
And we look forward to your continued support and cooperation with us.
Jeff doesn't answer to him.
He gets back into his car.
EXT tunnel lanterns illuminate gold miners as they work in the tunnel with pickaxes in their hands.
Fox shouts at the others.
Fox, hey, I think we've got a water vein under the rock.
Let's stop digging.
27-28 Joe, scarred cheeks, answers.
Joe, how the hell do you know that, Fox?
Fox, I think I can hear it.
If we continue, it may cause a flood.
Joe, you can hear it?
I don't think so.
We got tons of gold here.
We can't stop it now.
Wolf emerges from darkness.
Wolf, let's stop it.
We'll leave the tunnel.
Joe, Conti, Wolf, do you believe what Fox said seriously?
Wolf, well, Joe, no matter what you want to believe, this is your squad leader's order.
Joe, don't be silly.
My contract will expire soon.
I want to make a small fortune before I leave.
Wolf, leave the tunnel, now.
The miners prepare to leave.
Joe, shit.
EXT prefabricated building, morning Jeff's car stops.
28-29 int.
Big restaurant in prefabricated building, miners come in and out, busily. The restaurant is filled with miners who have breakfast.
They chat lively.
Steams rise from pots and pans in the big kitchen.
Jeff has breakfast in the corner.
Joe looks at Jeff and talks to his fellow miners.
Joe, who's that guy?
He doesn't look like a miner.
Miner, I heard he is the owner of the land.
Joe, and he lives here?
How could he live in a place like this?
Miner, I heard Peter helped him settle here.
He is very rich but a weirdo, I heard.
Joe, oh, but sure, I bet he is loaded.
EXT tunnel, Joe and his team are mining.
Miner 1 strikes a big rock with his pickaxe, and water gushes out of the hole.
Miner 1, Joe, Fox was right.
We must have hit the riverbed.
Joe, shit.
So Fox could hear it?
We'd better stop it then.
But well, I've got an idea.
Miner 1-29-30 what?
They all gather around Joe.
Joe, don't you all want to make money quickly?
Here are 5 of us.
The owner of the land lives alone.
And he is very rich.
Miner 1, so what?
Rob him.
But he has no cash.
I heard all he has is a bank account.
Joe, big deal.
I have a bank account in town too.
Well, we'll threaten him, and get the PIN number, how does it sound?
Miner 1, but we'll get caught.
Joe, will be alright if we blindfold him.
Miner 1, when will we do it?
Joe, tomorrow.
Midnight.
EXT bushes near tunnel entrance. Fox sits with his eyes closed, listening to their conversation.
EXT tunnel, Joe, Kant D, we should return to our dorm now.
Kent, pick up the lantern, and lead us.
30-31 They begin walking through the tunnel, while the lantern in Kent's hand illuminates their way.
EXT tunnel entrance, Joe and the other miners emerge from the tunnel.
Wolf appears from the bushes.
So does Fox.
Wolf, Joe, didn't you hear what I said earlier today?
You are not supposed to enter the tunnel.
And Kent, you're in charge of the dorm key and you must stick to the regulations.
Joe gets angry.
Joe, what do you know about mining anyway?
You're just a kid.
Who do you think you are?
He raises his pickaxe,
and attacks Wolf. Wolf dodges it, and holds Joe down on the ground. The other miners try to help Joe up but Wolf shouts, "Don't move." The miners freeze. Then a car appears and stops. The headlights illuminate them. Peter gets out of the car. "Peter, what's this? Return to your dorm." They leave obediently and silently. Fox talks to Wolf as they walk. 31-32 Fox, you as an ex-cop know how to shut us up, all right. Wolf remains silent. Hint. Living room of Jeff's house. Jeff types, using his typewriter. The phone rings. He answers it. "Jeff, hello, Peter. Okay. I'll be there." Ext Peter's house. Jeff stops his car and gets out of the car. Along the street stand houses that look identical to Peter's. Jeff presses the intercom button. Peter opens the door and invites Jeff in. Hint. Living room of Peter's house. Peter enjoys normal modern lifestyle. The room with modern furniture and various electrical appliances presents a striking contrast to the living room of Jeff's. Jeff and Peter sit on the sofas. "Peter, we've got a trouble. You shouldn't come to the restaurant to have a meal for a while." "Jeff, what happened?" "Peter, some miners were planning to rob you. You shouldn't be seen by miners. So I have a suggestion, though it may cost you some money." 32-33 Jeff, "I don't care." "Peter, you might want to use meal delivery services, though you may need to make bulk orders. Since we're in the middle of nowhere, they might not accept small quantity orders. Does that sound all right to you?"
"Yes."
"Jeff, Peter, you can order groceries online too."
"Jeff, thank you, Peter."
The intercom rings. Peter answers it. "Come in." Peter hangs up. "Peter, Cont D, I want to introduce some workers to you." Wolf and Fox enter. "Peter, Cont D, these two men protected you in a sense." Jeff stands up.
"Jeff, thank you. I'm Jeff."
"Wolf."
"Wolf Fox." 33-34
Fox. "Peter, Jeff, now the miners know who you are and they all talk about you. So these men are in charge of your safety. From now on, Wolf will patrol around your house, and if we spot any suspicious miners, Fox will collect information about them."
"Jeff, you are doing it just to protect me."
"Peter, it's all right. They won't interfere with your personal life, but I must charge the expenses on your account." "Wolf, Fox, you may return to your dorm." Wolf and Fox leave. "Jeff, anything else?"
"Peter, no."
"Jeff, thank you, Peter. Goodbye."
"Peter, goodbye, Jeff."
Jeff leaves too. Hint. Office in headquarters building, later Peter starts his desktop computer. Angle on the computer, Peter types the administrator's password and email appears on the screen. 34-35 The sender of email, fax at pfc.com to, k8hfh at easyhouse.com. Subject, order message body, "I saw your website. Please, make a business trip to my house." Peter turns off the computer. Hint. Living room of Jeff's house. Jeff takes out groceries from a cardboard box. The intercom rings, and he answers it.
"Jeff, Peter, come in."
Peter enters. "Peter, I saw your email sent to the Easy House company."
"Jeff, right, I forgot we're connected through the intranet."
"Peter, why do you need the prefab hut?"
"Jeff, to store my food. I will buy emergency food packages in bulk."
"Peter, emergency food? That's what you're planning to live on?"
"Jeff, yes.
So I don't need to waste my time cooking."
"Peter, 35-36 You are weird. But you don't need to order the hut from a stranger. I know some workers who can build a log cabin for you."
"Jeff, sounds good."
"Peter, I'll send them to you later."
Ext entrance of Jeff's house, later Jaguar and Doug introduce themselves to Jeff.
"Jaguar, nice to meet you."
"My name is Jaguar."
"His name is Doug. He is Fox's younger brother."
"Jeff, nice to meet you, Doug."
Your older brother has been helping me a lot. Doug, nice to meet you, Jeff.
Jaguar, are you going to use the cabin to store your food?
Yes.
Jeff Jaguar, let's get to work, Doug.
EXT thicket near Jeff's house. Jaguar and Doug cut down trees with chainsaws.
Jaguar, Cont D, that's enough, Doug.
Let's take a rest before we move logs.
They sit on the ground.
36-37 Doug, we've got a good deal, Jaguar.
This is better than working underground.
Jaguar looks up at the sky.
The sun glares down on them.
EXT Olympus Hades looks into the fountain.
Venus sits on the edge of the fountain.
Hades, they do seem to worship the sun.
But this isn't the human world.
I don't understand why Zeus is the ruler.
We don't need the sun here.
Aphrodite, I told you before.
They worship reason, and your favorite human being searches for it?
Hades, and he tries to find it in darkness.
I wonder why.
Aphrodite, I don't know why, either.
I only know that he is trying to turn his back against their material world.
Hades, what do you mean?
Aphrodite, I don't understand.
Hades, I'll observe him anyway, trying to understand what you are saying.
EXT Jeff's house, 2 weeks later, a container truck that has brought emergency food packages stops in front of the house.
The company name Preserve 3738 Food County Limited is written on the container.
Jeff comes out of the house, and talks to the driver.
Jeff, please carry the boxes to the log cabin.
The driver gets off the truck and opens the container door.
4 employees and about 100 cardboard boxes are in the container.
The employees carry the boxes to the log cabin.
When it's done, the truck leaves.
Jeff satisfactorily looks at the cabin now full of boxes, and returns to his house.
EXT Jeff's house, later it's sunny and birds are singing in trees.
Wolf walks to the house, as he looked up at the sky.
But the window curtains are all closed, he notices.
He knocks on the door, looking a little concerned.
Wolf, hello, Mr. Jones.
It's Wolf.
No answer.
He goes to the backyard, and peeks into the house through a gap between the curtains.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house. In the dark room, Jeff sits on the chair with his legs crossed and his eyes closed.
EXT backyard. Wolf knocks on the window hard and peeks again.
He picks up a stone from the ground, and smashes the window.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house. Jeff stands in surprise, and removes his earplugs.
Wolf.
Jeff 3839. Wolf is surprised, too.
Wolf, what's the matter with you?
I just came to patrol around your house, but...
Jeff, I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you knock.
Wolf, I thought you had passed out or something.
Why were you wearing the earplugs?
Jeff, sit down, Wolf.
Wolf sits on the sofa.
Jeff opens the curtains.
Sunlight illuminates the room.
Opened canned foods and tableware are on the table.
Jeff sits on the sofa, too.
Jeff, Cont D, I was just having lunch.
Would you like to join me?
Wolf, no, thank you.
But were you eating these?
Chicken, potatoes, eggs, all canned foods.
Jeff, yes, and they are good.
By the way, you are not an ordinary miner, are you?
How you move and speak, were you a cop once?
Wolf, you are good.
Yes, I was a cop.
Jeff, I don't want to scare you again, and you saved my life after all, so 3940, I should tell you what's happening with me.
I haven't even told Peter, but to tell the truth, I'm terminally ill.
Wolf, then why do you live here?
You have an enormous fortune.
Why don't you take advantage of it, and enjoy life while you can?
Jeff, before answering your question, have you ever read Immanuel Kant's works?
Wolf, no, I haven't.
Jeff, I'm searching for reason, the kind which isn't written in his books.
Why?
Wolf, Jeff, my body is getting weak now, which gives me the opportunity.
Wolf, what do you mean?
Jeff, I easily lose control over my sensory systems these days.
Wolf, sensory systems?
You mean your sight,
hearing, and so on?
Jeff, yes.
As a result, what's left for me is so-called reason, I guess.
40-41 Wolf, so you stick to reason?
Jeff, I saw many people as a counselor, and I noticed feelings could get in our way when we need to think straight. We can't always detach our feelings from what we call reason completely, I noticed.
Wolf, I can't do it, either.
But is it a problem?
Jeff, sorry. It was just babbling.
But could you read what I wrote and comment on it?
You were a cop and you know the world.
Do you mind reading it and telling me if my work is too out of touch with reality?
Wolf, I don't mind it.
Jeff stands, and gives a manuscript to Wolf.
EXT Olympus Hades looks up from the fountain, and talks to Aphrodite.
Hades, I should be the ruler.
The human being who pursues reason loves darkness, not Zeus.
They hear Poseidon's voice.
Poseidon, O.S., younger brother.
I agree with you.
Zeus isn't the only one who can defeat our father.
41-42 Hades looks up.
Hades' older brother Poseidon.
So you also think I should be the ruler?
Poseidon, ha.
You are a god in human form indeed, but don't be too proud.
Hades should.
Only if I could descend into the human world.
Hint.
Living room of Peter's house, later Peter's wife Christine sits on the sofa, languidly reading a magazine.
Hint.
Kitchen of Peter's house, Peter and a young woman, Andrea, talk in the kitchen, standing.
Peter, so, Christine didn't eat all day yesterday?
Andrea, yes.
Madam stayed in bed all day.
Peter, I see.
I must work on the night shift tonight again.
But you must tell her she has to eat?
Andrea, yes, sir.
EXT 12th section of tunnel, afternoon. Wolf, Fox, Doug, and Jaguar are mining.
Wolf turns off the power to his drill, and shouts at the other three men.
Wolf, let's take a break.
42-43 The four men gather under a lantern and sit down.
Jaguar, so you came back to a gold mine after all, Doug, huh?
Doug, so what?
You stopped farming, and got this mining job too.
Wolf, is something wrong?
You've been awfully quiet today.
Wolf keeps silent and eats canned beans.
Then the sound of rocks crumbling down suddenly echoes throughout the tunnel.
Jaguar grabs the lantern and runs to the tunnel entrance where the sound came from.
Soon he comes back, shouting, Jaguar, oh, no.
We were trapped.
What should we do, Wolf?
Wolf, don't panic.
How does it look?
Jaguar, it's sealed with big rocks.
I don't think we can get out.
Doug, geez, it isn't the most convenient time for us to be trapped either.
Nobody knows we are mining here.
Wolf, Fox, can you hear anybody?
Fox, no, I can't hear a voice.
Jaguar, they won't come to rescue us?
Doug, 43-44 Don't worry.
Sooner or later, someone will notice Fox and I aren't in the dorm.
Jaguar, didn't you just say nobody knows we're here?
Doug, they need Fox when someone's injured.
And when it happens, they'll know that Fox isn't around, and they should find us here.
Wolf, so we have to wait for that?
Fox, if we use a drill at midnight, they'll catch the signal through the surveillance network.
Wolf, the surveillance system was shut down at 6 o'clock.
It's a holiday.
The lantern light gets dimmer, and it gets darker in the tunnel.
Jaguar, let's refill the lantern with oil.
Jaguar picks up the lantern.
Jaguar, can't D, it's strange.
It has enough oil.
Wolf, it is not the oil.
We're losing oxygen because of the volcanic gas.
Jaguar, what?
That's why it's getting stuffy.
Doug, 44-45 Fox, can you tell us the spot where the gas spouts?
Can you hear it?
Fox strains his ears.
Fox, no, I can't.
Jaguar, but it's everywhere.
I can smell it.
Wolf stands and puts out the lantern.
It becomes completely dark.
Jaguar, can't D, why the hell did you do that?
Wolf, to save oxygen and to think straight like Jeff does.
Jaguar to think straight.
Wolf Jaguar, stop screaming. All you should do is sit still where you are and think about anything but death.
Jaguar, no matter what you say, all I can think is the crumbled rocks.
Wolf, let go of the image.
Fox lantern, drills, helmets, picks, trolleys.
Wolf, and anything that has connection with the world outside.
Doug 4546, the electrical wire for the drill.
Wolf, tell me more about it.
Fox, it is an electrical optical cable.
Wolf, tell me whatever can be associated with the cable.
Fox, computer, phone, television, optical electricity.
Wolf, optical electricity?
What's that?
Fox, well, electricity is generally consumed as beam or heat.
But the supercomputer catches reflections of electrons in the beam and monitors unauthorized mining.
So if an electric drill is turned on, it will be picked up by the surveillance network.
Wolf, okay.
Wolf lights the lantern.
It gets bright in the tunnel once again.
He tries to start his drill, but it won't.
Doug, it's useless.
The surveillance system must have been shut down, as you said.
Electricity supply was terminated.
Wolf 4647, at midnight, someone who comes to the headquarters night duty room should have trouble using their phones and computers. Just push the button.
Fox, that's very possible.
Well, let's wait and see.
Hint.
Night duty room in headquarters building, midnight. Peter works alone at his computer.
Angle on the computer, invalid system disk.
Replace the disk, and then press any key when ready.
He clicks his tongue, and stands from the chair.
He picks up the phone, but he hears static noise from the receiver.
He hangs up, and leaves the room.
EXT power supply facility. Peter's car stops.
Peter and the maintenance manager get off the car.
The maintenance manager unlocks the door.
Peter and the manager enter the facility.
Hint.
Power supply facility for supercomputers, stand in line.
The maintenance manager checks the computers.
Maintenance manager, there is nothing wrong with the telephone and computer systems.
But I'll turn on the computer's surveillance network.
The maintenance manager pushes a button on one of the supercomputers.
EXT 12 sections of tunnel in darkness, the electric drill starts with loud noise.
4748, Wolf lights the lantern.
It illuminates the miners again.
Jaguar and Doug are sleeping.
Fox wakes them up.
Fox, wake up.
We are saved.
Hint.
Power supply facility, a red lamp lights up on one of the supercomputers.
Peter, someone is in the 12th section.
Hint.
Dormitory lounge for miners with long-term contracts. Later, there are modern furniture and vending machines in the lounge.
Nikki Bonov, a middle-aged woman, dressed in a business suit, talks with Jaguar.
Jaguar, so we need to repair the kitchen at Mr. Block's, the floor at Mr. Gibson's, and the roof at Mr. Grover's.
I understand, Miss Bonov.
Nikki, repair them today, as soon as possible.
And you should return to your mining work when it's done.
Jaguar, okay.
By the way, is it true that you fired Kent?
Nikki, yes, it's true, of course.
I fired Joe too.
Jaguar, let's forget about Joe for a moment.
Kent has just had a child.
And he still has 6 months left on his 48-49 contract.
Did you just throw him out like that?
Nikki, what does it have to do with the child?
They caused the trouble.
Jaguar, can't you be a little flexible?
Does Peter understand the situation?
Nikki, yes, he does.
And I am the personnel manager after all.
I'm in charge of the matter.
So you should tell Mr. Morgan and Mr. Baker that what Mr. Gray requested them is taken care of.
Jaguar, I see.
I'll tell that to Wolf and Fox.
Nikki, Peter is a nice guy.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house, all the curtains are closed completely.
Jeff uses his typewriter.
Jeff, VO, I haven't found so-called reason yet.
I may be trying to seek something transcendental, but is it accepted?
I'm willing to give up my feelings completely if I can reach what I'm looking for. But wait a minute. Recreation is necessary for labor, and labor is necessary to appreciate recreation. If labor is unnecessary, relaxation may become meaningless too. So feelings are necessary. Can a human being call himself rational, if feelings don't 49-50 exist? Well, I'm lucky in that sense anyway. I'm not interested in transient everyday matters. EXT Olympus, the voice of Zeus, talks to Hades. Zeus, O.S., younger brother, Jeff is trying to erase the feeling of confidence. You must to stop liking him or you're going to get wrapped up in it and disappear too. I will make Thanatos like him. Hades, hum, I don't follow you. What? I'm dizzy, my vision is all warped. Zeus, O.S., don't betray me. Hades, I understand. So don't. Thanatos. Zeus, O.S., Hades, wait. Stop it, please. Aphrodite, our ruler Zeus. Please give Hades the last chance. Zeus, O.S., what's your suggestion? Aphrodite, I will grant Hades' favorite one what's called affection. Eros, shoot your arrow into the fountain. Eros, yes, mommy. 50-51 Eros, who sits on the tree branch, shoots an arrow into the fountain. Zeus, O.S., well, I'll wait for now then. Farewell. Hades looks into the fountain, frustrated. Poseidon, O.S., Hades, you barely escaped death. Int. Bedroom of Peter's house, night. Peter and Christine sleep. She opens her eyes and talks to him. Christine, I'll see the mental health counselor as you suggested. Peter opens his eyes, too. Peter, thank you for agreeing to do it. We will make an appointment and see him tomorrow. Int. Living room of Jeff's house, day. The room is organized. The curtains are all open. Jeff and Peter stand in the room and talk. Peter, I am sorry to bother you, but I appreciate it if you could listen to her. Jeff, I heard about your wife. I'll do my best. Peter, 51-52, I'll pick her up in an hour when I finish my shift. But well, she's in my car outside. I'll bring her in. Peter leaves, and soon comes back with Christine. Peter, Kant D, Christine, you can tell him everything. Please listen to her, Jeff. Peter leaves. Jeff, please, sit down on the sofa, Mrs. Gray. Christine doesn't sit, however. She walks to Jeff, and touches his hair. Christine, your hair feels great. Stop searching for reason for a moment. Jeff, why do you know that? Jeff then starts losing consciousness and collapses. Christine catches his head and gently holds it to her bosom. Just then Jeff becomes a stark naked baby surrounded by a light the color of the rainbow. Int. Bedroom of Jeff's house. Jeff wakes up, surprised. He is naked. The intercom rings. He panics and hurriedly puts his clothes on. He talks over the intercom. Jeff, Peter, your wife went home alone. She said she wanted to take a walk. I'm sorry, but I feel sick. Could you go home straight without coming to my office? Your wife? I'll call 5253 you later and give you my diagnosis in detail. All right then. He hangs up, sits on bed, and holds his head in his hands, troubled. EXT Olympus. Aphrodite and Hades looks into the fountain. Aphrodite, Hades, you are safe now. He will experience affection and stop searching for reason in darkness. Our ruler is Zeus, not you. Hades keeps silent. Int. Barber shop in headquarters building, later. There are two seats in the shop. Fox is getting his hair cut in one seat. Jeff enters and sits on the other seat. A female barber covers his shoulder with a cape. Jeff, Sarah, shave my head completely. Fox, Mr. Jones, it's been a while since I last saw you, but your manuscript is popular among us now. What's the matter with you? You look depressed. Jeff looks at Fox. Jeff, hello,
Fox.
How is Wolf?
Fox, he is your fan because your writing helped us.
Jeff 5354 helped you.
What do you mean?
Fox, when a cave-in accident trapped us in a tunnel, Wolf tried your theory, and we were saved.
Jeff, what theory?
Fox, the part where Aristotle's metaphysics is applied.
Jeff, you could tell it's Aristotle?
I could tell Wolf was different, but you aren't an ordinary miner, either, are you?
Fox, well, I was a doctor once.
By the way, are you a Buddhist?
Wolf told us you live like an ascetic.
Jeff, no, I'm not.
And?
Did Wolf tell you anything about my health too?
Fox, yes, he did.
I'm sorry about that.
The barber crops Jeff's hair with a hair clipper first, then as she starts shaving his head, Fox sees a brown bruise on the skin of Jeff's shaven head.
Fox, Kant D, do you suffer from NF?
Fox is surprised.
Jeff, you can tell?
Fox 5455, yes.
I studied genes.
Is your NF type 1 or 2?
Jeff 1.
Well, it's a good opportunity.
Will you examine it and diagnose its progress?
Fox, I don't know.
You'd better go to the hospital and receive proper treatment.
Jeff's hair is completely shaven now.
He stands.
Jeff, I'll wait for you.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house, evening. Jeff uses his typewriter.
Jeff, VO, sexual desire.
I didn't expect such a pitfall.
Maybe it's in our instinct.
But it has nothing to do with my feelings anyway.
I don't feel any affection toward Mrs. Gray.
EXT Olympus Aphrodite is surprised when she looks into the fountain.
Aphrodite, oh, no.
What should I do?
The arrow of affection didn't have any effect on him.
Hades, you should stop loving him or your existence will be eliminated.
Hades, no.
It just proves what I said is true.
Darkness where I rule includes reason.
I am the king of 5556, the human world.
It is nonsense to say that Zeus administers reason.
Thanatos.
Zeus, O.S., Aphrodite, please, wait, our ruler Zeus.
Don't touch his beloved human whom I also like.
Zeus, O.S., don't worry.
And Hades, it is for you.
Hades, don't patronize me.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house. Jeff types, but feeling pain, he holds his stomach with his hands.
He drops onto the sofa panting.
He sits on the sofa, and tries to catch his breath, cold sweat on his forehead.
EXT Olympus Athena throws her spear at Eros in the forest.
Eros avoids it and flaps his wings.
She shoots an arrow at his wings next, and it penetrates his wings, making Eros stuck on the tree trunk.
He wiggles his limbs, and drops his bow and arrow.
She picks them up, triumphant.
Athena, you naughty boy, you aren't the only one who can use a bow and arrows.
Using your arrow, I'll create a greater human being than Aphrodite's favorite.
She shoots Eros's arrow.
The arrow grazes Aphrodite's neck, and flies into the fountain.
5657 The pearl necklace around Aphrodite's neck is broken.
One pearl falls into the fountain.
Aphrodite is surprised.
Athena grins challengingly and pulls the arrow from Eros's wings.
Eros falls on the ground.
Athena, Kant D, get lost.
Eros hurries away.
Hint.
Living room of Jeff's house. Jeff in pain uses his computer.
An ID card reader is connected to the computer.
Angle on the computer, March's law office, electronic submission of your will.
Hint.
Kitchen of Nikki's house. Jaguar repairs the cupboard.
Nikki stands behind him and arrogantly orders him, Nikki, repair my bed, too.
Hint.
Bedroom of Nikki's house. Jaguar checks her bed.
Jaguar, is anything wrong with it?
Do you feel uncomfortable while you sleep?
He turns around.
She grabs his hair with an intense look on her face, and pushes him onto the bed.
He can't resist her seduction. Just then the bed floats in the air surrounded by a dark mist.
Nikki smiles fearlessly.
EXT Jeff's house. Wolf and Fox stand in front of the door. Fox pushes the intercom button but no answer. 5758 Fox strange. He doesn't answer it. But he called me earlier. Wolf, he may be using the earplugs again. Wolf turns the doorknob. The door opens. They enter the house. Hint. Entrance hall of Jeff's house. Wolf, Cont D, Mr. Jones. No answer. The living room lights are on. Wolf, Cont D, I don't know what, but something is wrong, I can feel it. They hurry to the living room. Hint. Living room of Jeff's house. They enter and find Jeff lying prone on the floor. Fox moves Jeff's body and lays him on his back. Fox feels the side of Jeff's neck. Fox, he passed away. Wolf, what's the cause? Fox, probably heart failure. They expose Jeff's chest, and find a big bruise on it. Wolf, what's this bruise? Fox, 5859, I didn't tell you, but he got a genetic disease. It is one of the symptoms. Wolf finds a piece of paper on Jeff's desk. He reads it silently. Jeff, V.O., dear Wolf, I must say my search for reason may be cut short because death is approaching. But it wasn't useless and I must tell you what I've discovered so far. After all, human beings are animals, captives of their own sexual desires and appetites. The desires could reside in our feelings, and we may not be able to reach reason unless we give up our bodies. So what do we have reason for? It is often said that reason is to control sensibility to which feelings belong to. But the control is hard in our time. There are many matters and subjects that surround us. There are so many and so much to look at, hear and talk about, and sure, it happens when we use cell phones too. In my opinion, feelings kill reason. In other words, feelings overpower reason. Interestingly enough, however, economy and politics function as they are. People who satisfy their sexual desires are worshipped by others. Animals get attached to whatever and whoever feed them. Human beings aren't wild animals, and as society progresses, people seek for honor, and work like slaves. This leads to competition and betrayal. Moral values start collapsing. I wrote my will following my conscience as a human being. Wolf, you will receive $659.60 billion. You should contact March's law office. Be careful with a trap your feelings may prepare for you. That's all. So long, Wolf. Wolf finishes reading and hands it to Fox, who also reads it. Fox, great. You are a billionaire. Wolf, don't get so excited in front of the deceased. Fox, I'm sorry. I wish I were more sensitive, though my job and what I went through didn't allow me to be that way. You. Wolf, yeah, we're helpless in this kind of situation. Fox, I will call Peter. Fox picks up the phone. Hint. Living room of Peter's house. Peter and Christine talk, Peter in a good mood. Peter, no matter what, you are feeling better, I can tell. Jeff is a great counselor. The phone rings. Peter answers it. Peter, Cont D, what? Is that true? Peter turns to Christine. 6061 Peter, Cont D, Christine, a terrible thing has happened. Jeff died. What's the matter with you? Aren't you surprised? Christine, Tanatos took his life. Peter, what? Oh, you haven't got better at all. Fox, I'll be there as soon as possible. Andrea. Andrea enters. Peter, Cont D, you should keep your eye on Christine. Hint. Chairperson's room in headquarters building, morning. Peter talks on the phone, frustrated. Peter, really? The GPS doesn't work as it did. I see. When should we leave? Okay. Peter hangs up. Wolf and Fox stand by Peter's desk. Wolf, what's wrong? Peter, what's wrong? The gold in the land is gone, it has disappeared. Fox, that's what the miners were talking in the restaurant this morning.
Peter 61:62 So what will happen?
The head office told us to leave the land. They say our investment was completely wasted.
Shit.
Wolf takes a step forward.
Wolf, I will purchase the facilities.
Would you sell them?
Peter and Fox are surprised.
Peter, what?
Yeah, you'll soon be a billionaire, thanks to Jeff, but why do you want to buy them?
Wolf, I want to help workers who are going to lose their jobs.
Peter, you are a freak.
But it isn't a bad offer for our company.
Okay.
I will contact the head office.
Knocks on the door.
Come in.
Peter, Count D, three men, Mr. Richard, Dr. Preston, and Mr. March enter.
Wolf and Fox are surprised.
Wolf, Mr. Richard.
So you are the coroner.
Fox, Dr. Preston.
Richard and Preston are surprised, too.
Preston, Fox, why are you here?
6263 Richard Wolf, did you get a job here?
Wolf and Fox remain silent.
Peter, excuse me.
Are you Mr. March?
March, yes, and you are Mr. Morgan?
Yes.
Wolf, March, I am the lawyer. I have his written will.
As the will instructs, you'll succeed Mr. Jones's property.
And also following his will, I've brought the cremation urn that contains his ashes.
Peter, so we're set, it seems.
Mr. Richard, Dr. Preston, I'll show you Jeff's body.
Mr. March, please, wait here for a while.
Wolf, Fox, you too.
Int.
Peter's car. Peter drives.
Mr. Richard and Dr. Preston sit in the back seat.
Peter, Count D, you know Wolf and Fox?
Why did they leave their jobs?
I don't know their past much.
Preston, don't you read newspapers?
Fox's name was every newspaper back then.
Richard, was it?
They made a big deal of it when Wolf left his job too.
6364 Preston, as to Fox, he collected skin samples from a patient who was pronounced brain dead, without permission. He said he did it to search for the origin of life. In other words, he didn't think it was in our brains and he studied the sample's genes.
Peter, to find the origin of life.
Preston, and he got his doctor's license removed.
Peter, Mr. Richard, what did Wolf do?
Richard, he was after a criminal and fired at the criminal's car.
The car crashed into a bus which was carrying kindergartners.
All the passengers died.
He took the responsibility and resigned.
Peter, O.
Int.
Chairperson's room in headquarters building. Fox, Wolf, are you serious?
Wolf, yes, I am.
Jeff was right.
This place is better than the city, which has too much distraction.
Fox, how do you live here?
Wolf, 6465 Mr. March, how much money will I receive?
March, after you pay inheritance taxes, around $3 billion will be left in your account.
Wolf, thank you, Mr. March.
Fox, I will create what Jeff wanted to create, using the money he left me.
I will create a community which is free from necessity of labor.
Fox, a community like that won't work in the long run.
And what happens if it fails?
Wolf, I'm not a professional philanthropist.
As long as it works while I'm alive, it's okay.
Fox, can I stay, too?
Wolf, yes, you can.
Fox, I wonder how many people will stay.
Wolf, well, only those who appreciate what Jeff wrote will be invited.
Fox, that means those who live in our dorm, I guess.
Ext Jeff's house. Peter, Preston, and Richard leave Jeff's house.
6566 Preston, heart failure due to neurofibromatosis, which is written in the death certificate.
Peter, well, please file it using our office's computer.
Mr. Richard, may I bury his body here?
Richard, yes, you may.
The burial certificate is unnecessary for a special case like this.
They get in the car.
Int.
Chairperson's room in headquarters building. Peter and Dr. Preston enter.
Peter, Wolf, Fox, you should dig a grave.
Mr. Preston, please use this computer.
Dr. Preston sits at Peter's desk, and uses the computer. Mr. March takes out some documents from his bag.
March, Mr. Morgan, please sign these documents.
Wolf signs them and gives them back to Mr. March.
Mr. March puts the documents back in his bag.
He stands from the sofa.
March, Count D, well, I must leave now, but how will you carry the coffin to his house?
If you want, I can carry it in my van.
Peter, thank you, Mr. March.
Well, Wolf, Fox, you should go to Jeff's house 6667 with Mr. March.
We should bury him in front of his house, around a grass area.
Wolf and Fox stand from the sofa.
Dr. Preston, who was using the computer, looks up.
Preston, good luck, Fox.
Fox, goodbye, Dr. Preston.
Wolf, Fox, and Mr. March leave.
EXT headquarters building. Mr. Richard's car and Mr. March's van stop.
Mr. Richard in his car shouts at Wolf.
Richard, Wolf, how long are you planning to stay here?
Wolf, for good.
A strange expression appears on Mr. Richard's face.
Richard, no matter what, don't be discouraged too much.
Well, I'll wait for Dr. Preston.
Do you think he can finish filing the certificate soon?
Wolf doesn't answer.
Wolf, Fox, and Mr. March get in March's van.
EXT dormitory. March's car stops.
Fox gets off the car, and goes to the barn.
Hint.
Car 6768. Fox, with a couple of shovels in his hands, comes back.
He gets into the car.
Fox, it's a holiday today, but nobody's in the dormitory.
Strange.
Mr. March starts his car.
EXT Jeff's house. About 20 people are gathering in front of the house.
Doug, Jaguar, Christine, and Nikki Bonoff are among them.
March's car arrives.
Wolf and Fox get off the car.
They see the crowd and are surprised.
Jaguar and Doug walk to Wolf and Fox.
Wolf, what's this?
Jaguar, Miss Bonoff was talking about Jeff's burial.
So I asked around if anyone wanted to say goodbye to Jeff.
Wolf, Miss Bonoff told you?
Jaguar, I accidentally overheard her talking.
Fox, let's carry the coffin into the house.
Wolf, Fox and I saw Jeff's face and said goodbye to him already.
Jaguar, Doug, you carry the coffin, and say goodbye to him.
We'll dig the grave.
Mr. March, please open your van's back door.
6869. Mr. March opens the back door.
Jaguar and Doug drag the coffin out of the van.
March, well, I must go now.
Mr. March's van leaves.
Hint.
Chairperson's room in headquarters building. Dr. Preston sits at Peter's desk, glum.
Peter, are you still working on it?
Preston, I am not used to filing a death certificate online.
The phone rings.
Peter answers it.
Peter, Count D, I see.
$500 million.
Thank you.
Peter hangs up.
Peter, Count D, Mr. Preston, I must leave for a while.
Peter leaves.
EXT Jeff's house. Later, Wolf and Fox finish digging the grave.
Peter's car stops.
Peter gets off the car, and walks to Wolf.
Peter, Wolf, the head office wants to sell the houses and the facilities at $500 million.
The intranet is included in the deal.
Would you like to take it?
6970, yes.
Wolf, Jaguar and Doug and a few other men carry a coffin containing Jeff's body come out of his house.
Wolf shouts at the funeral attendees.
Wolf, Count D, the company will leave this land, and you will lose your jobs.
So I have a suggestion.
I bought the land and facilities by what Jeff had left me.
Everybody should read what Jeff wrote, and anybody who appreciates it is welcome to stay here.
But you must live on minimum resources while you stay here. Instead, I will set you free from what they call labor.
Jeff turned his back against materialism, and I will provide basic necessities to whoever supports his view.
And whoever accepts my suggestion should sprinkle dirt on his coffin now.
Wolf, Fox, Jaguar, and Doug lay the coffin in the grave.
One after another, the attendees sprinkle dirt on the coffin. Peter stares at them curiously. Christine and Nikki approach the grave. Peter is surprised. "Peter, why did you come here?" Christine and Nikki don't respond to Peter, but then Nikki glares at Christine. "Nikki, you can never win." Overwhelmed by Nikki's hostility, Christine hurries away. Peter follows her in a hurry. EXT chairperson's room in headquarters building 7071. Dr. Preston is about to finish filing the certificate through the computer. Angle on the computer, death certificate name, Jeff Jones, submitted by Dr. Bill Preston. Dr. Preston stands from the chair and stretches himself. "Whew." Preston EXT Olympus Hades looks up and shouts. "Hades Zeus, what you did is useless. My favorite human didn't abandon reason. You are powerless in the human world. If you have an objection, challenge me in the human world. Zeus, OS, you still persist in your opinion? Okay, younger brother, I will accept your challenge just once. Aphrodite, well, I got an idea. My pearl fell into the fountain, which happens to be the entrance to the human world. Whoever brings it back from the human world should be the winner. Poseidon, OS, let me play the game too. After all, the pearl necklace was the gift from the three of us. Zeus, OS, Hades, as you do, I will take a human form too. 7172 Poseidon, OS, I hate taking a human form. But the pearl is mine. I'll go down there and take it back for sure. Zeus, OS, well, Poseidon, open the entrance. Poseidon, OS, haha. Perhaps it's the last time for you to give me a command as our ruler. The fountain water starts whirling, and just as a huge column of water rises, Eros appears. Chased by Athena, he flies toward the column. Athena's spear flies by Eros and Eros is caught in the column. Eros. Aphrodite, Athena, to Aphrodite, what is this column of water? Did Poseidon do something? Aphrodite, Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon jumped into the human world. Why? Athena, Aphrodite to compete against each other. Athena laughs scornfully. Athena, everything is competition for men. But it won't be what they are hoping to be. Aphrodite 7273, you are wise. Please tell me what's on your mind. Athena, they don't know how time and space work in the human world. Aphrodite, what happens to them? Athena, I don't know. Men don't know how to form friendships like us. They can't play games like us women, either. Aphrodite, what happens to Eros? Athena's expression changes. She gets defiant. Athena, ha. What do I know? Do not think that you can ever beat me. Athena leaves. Aphrodite sadly looks into the fountain where the water calms down. Hint. Living room of Peter's house, night. Peter and Christine sit on the sofa. He talks with her, frustrated. Peter, you want to stay here? Are you out of your mind? Christine, forget about me, please. Peter, absolutely not. I can't let you stay here. You should leave with me. You must see a doctor in the city. Christine keeps silent, looking sad. 7374 EXT River in undeveloped land, evening. Fox sits at the riverside and throws a stone in the river. Andrea stands by him and talks to him. Andrea, the houses are now occupied by those who decided to stay. Fox, well, that means we've got a community with 23 households now, I guess. Andrea, the company executives except Peter are all gone. Fox, but I didn't think Mrs. Gray and Nikki would stay here. Are you staying for Mrs. Gray? Andrea, I owe a great deal to Mr. and Mrs. Gray. Fox, because they took care of you when you were in Guatemala? The company had sent Peter there before he came here, right? Andrea, yes. I lost my husband to the Civil War when I was still young. Fox, Peter's been taking care of you for 10 years already now, but you gave up your dream of becoming a writer?
Andrea, I read Mr. Jones's work and changed my mind. 74-75 Fox, do you think you value ethics and moral codes more than anything else?
Like me?
Andrea, yes, I think so.
Fox, well, no matter what, Peter must talk to Christine, and make a decision.
Int. Office in headquarters building, morning. Peter uses his computer.
Nikki enters.
She has an intense look on her face.
Nikki, you are still here.
Leave Christine, and leave the land.
Peter corners her.
Peter, did you tell something to Christine? Are you the one who persuaded her to stay?
Nikki doesn't answer.
Peter keeps talking, getting furious.
Peter, Conti, you know what Wolf is planning to do?
He is going to force Jeff's lifestyle on you guys.
Your meal will be ordered online, and all the entertainment products will be taken away.
Can you stand that?
Miss Nikki, ha?
You know nothing.
Mind your business and leave us alone.
You haven't even read Jeff's work.
Peter 75-76 No, and I don't know what the hell you guys are trying to achieve, either.
But I will let Christine leave this place, no matter what.
Nikki leaves laughing loudly.
EXT Olympus Forest. Thanatos plops down on the ground and leans against a tree trunk, as Athena presses the edge of her sword against his neck.
Athena, accept my order.
You must go to the human world and join the three human beings.
Thanatos, where is Zeus?
Two of the three human beings are Aphrodite's favorites.
Did you get the Zeus's permission?
Athena, the three brothers will receive punishment from their father whom they betrayed.
They are now bound by time.
You should go there before they reach the human world.
Thanatos, I can't betray Zeus.
Athena, you bastard.
Athena raises her sword, furious.
Thanatos, please stop it.
I shall obey your order.
Athena puts her sword in the sheath with a grin.
EXT Olympus Fountain 76-77 Athena approaches Aphrodite and talks to her.
Athena, the game is already over.
Thanatos will bring death to Christine and Jeff's son, and Peter.
I thought I should add some chaos to our game for fun, but I changed my mind.
Your favorites are dead now.
Aphrodite looks down sadly.
Athena is triumphant.
Athena, Conti, affection has no power.
Your affection toward them couldn't even protect them from what Thanatos would bring to them.
EXT Space Eros flies as a constellation.
Thanatos walks also as a constellation.
Eros's constellation is bigger than Thanatos's.
Thanatos looks at Eros, surprised.
Thanatos, Eros, why are you here?
Eros prepares to shoot an arrow.
Thanatos starts running, but Eros's arrow sticks in Thanatos's foot, though Thanatos continues running limping.
Eros cheers in joy.
Int. Bedroom of Peter's house, morning. Christine and Peter sleep in bed. She wakes up as if something startled her.
Then she sadly stares at Peter.
EXT Olympus Athena looks into the fountain and curses.
Athena, Eros, that brat, Aphrodite, who did your favorite, let escape.
Aphrodite 77-78 No, Peter is now in misery and I'll take the responsibility.
I'll give up Christine.
Athena, that's good.
Now the next stage of our game begins.
Int.
Waiting room in front of delivery room in headquarters building, 6 months later, stormy night. It's a modern waiting room.
Fox and Jaguar sit on the sofa.
Fox wears a white surgical robe.
Jaguar, is natural childbirth safe?
Can Doug take care of it alone?
You'll join him if he needs help?
Fox, yes, and I've done it many times.
Jaguar, who is the father of Andrea's baby?
Fox, probably her husband who died in Guatemala.
Jaguar, her husband's child?
No.
Fox, she is surprised herself.
But she is very happy, though your wife doesn't happy at all.
Jaguar, I don't worry about it much.
The door opens and Doug shouts.
He wears a white robe, too.
Doug, Fox, Christine isn't doing well.
78-79 Fox leaves in a hurry.
Int. Delivery room. Christine lies in bed suffering from dyspnea. A folded towel and a washbowl are on the side table. A baby in baby clothes is in the corner of the room. Fox and Doug enter.
Doug, can't D, there was a little bleeding and it was an easy delivery but...
Fox, she's suffering from pulmonary thromboembolism.
Doug, keep her respiratory tract open.
Doug removes her pillow and hangs her head down from the edge of the bed.
Fox gives her a heart massage.
5 minutes pass, and he stops it?
Fox, can't D, it's too late.
We can't save her with what we have.
Doug stands by Fox with the baby in his arms.
Doug, Fox, look at this.
Doug exposes the baby's chest.
There is a bruise on it.
Fox is surprised.
Fox puts the pillow back under her head.
Christine is breathing hard.
Fox shouts into her ear.
Fox, we can't save you.
I will take care of your baby.
Tell me the truth.
Is Peter the baby's father?
Christine mumbles in a low voice.
She's in pain.
Fox draws his ear closer to her mouth.
7980 Christine, no, Jeff Jones is.
Thunder roars.
She draws her last breath.
Int. Newborn nursery. Nikki lies on one bed and Andrea lie on another. Their newborn babies are with them.
Nikki suddenly bursts out laughing.
Andrea is surprised.
Jaguar runs in.
He is also surprised.
Jaguar, Nikki, what's wrong?
Nikki continues laughing without answering his question.
Int. Delivery room. Fox and Doug stand still as they watch Christine die.
Her baby cries.
Fox, holy cow.
Jeff had an affair with a married woman.
Doug, he was a fraud.
We were deceived.
Fox, Doug, we must leave this land.
Anyway, we must report it to Wolf.
Int. Office in headquarters building, 2 hours later. Wolf, Fox, and Doug sit around the round table.
Wolf, the child must be Jeff's.
Fox, yes, Jeff had the disease and he passed it on to the baby.
That's why he got the bruise.
8081 Wolf, that's great.
Fox, great.
It means he's got neurofibromatosis.
It's an intractable disease.
Wolf, neurofibro, what?
Fox, it's a genetically inherited disorder and it will cause deformation of bones and decline of learning ability.
You must transfer him to the hospital in the city.
Wolf, what happens to him after that?
Doug, he is an orphan now, and since he has the disease, he should be sent to some protective institution.
That's ideal.
But as far as I know, the systems that should support a child like him don't always function as they should in reality.
Wolf, I see.
I will raise him here then.
Fox, don't be a fool.
Do you know what you are talking about?
I promised Christine that I would take care of her baby and I can't agree with you.
How can you raise him here?
Doug, you must nurse him.
You must file his birth certificate and obtain his social security number too.
How 8182 will you take care of them?
Christine died.
Wolf, she doesn't die, if we hide her death.
I don't need to contact local doctors or coroners.
Fox, how could you do that?
It's illegal.
Doug, Fox, Wolf worries about the child welfare law.
If they learn that she passed away, the child will be taken away from us because of the disease.
Fox, so what will you do?
Wolf, it's easy. As far as the family register is concerned, Andrea is my spouse.
Fox, Andrea.
Int. Newborn nursery. Nikki lies on bed with a malicious grin.
Jaguar enters with Christine's baby in his arms.
He lays the baby in the empty bed between Nikki and Andreas.
Jaguar, Nikki, you did a great job.
She doesn't answer.
She scowls at Christine's baby who is crying.
Nikki, what's that?
8283 Jaguar, don't talk like that.
Sad news, but Christine passed away.
Could you hold the baby and soothe him?
Nikki's expression betrays her anger.
Humph.
Nikki Jaguar is surprised.
Andrea takes Christine's baby in her arms and cradles the baby.
The baby stops crying. EXT Olympus Thanatos sits, leaning against a tree, his expression blank. Athena approaches angrily. Athena, you couldn't finish it. One of the three has survived. Thanatos Eros shot at my right foot on my way. Athena, go there again, or I will smash your head. Thanatos, I don't care. I can't do it, period. Athena Eros, you brat. EXT Space Eros flies exhausted, his limbs dangling. Eros sees a round object shining and floating in the space. He shouts, Eros Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, mommy. Take me, too. 83-84 He flies toward the object and lies on it. He closes his eyes happy. Int. Office in headquarters building, continuous Fox, she is single now. But will she accept your proposal? Wolf, what do you mean? Fox, if she learns that Jeff had an affair with Christine, she will be disillusioned for sure. Not only she, but also all the community members will be disillusioned. The utopia written in Jeff's book will lose its credibility. Doug, so they will abandon us and leave. Wolf, I will tell her the baby's father is Peter. Andrea respects Peter as her benefactor. I'll tell the same to the others. Fox, well, you can do whatever you want, but I will leave anyway. I feel betrayed. Wolf, but how will you live in the city? You don't have the doctor license anymore. Doug, I have a license as a midwife. I can somehow make it. Wolf 84-85 Try to avoid making impulsive decisions. Feelings are transient. You promised Christine you would take care of her baby. And your specialty is genomics. The baby needs you. Why don't you just work here? Fox keeps silent for a while. Fox, all right. I will resume my research here and examine the baby and his disease. Wolf, thank you. Fox, but instead, you must allow me to have some alcohol. Wolf, okay. Fox, but Wolf, I can't believe what Jeff had written in his book anymore. Doug, me, neither. Too bad. Wolf, Fox, well, anyway, what are we going to do with Christine's body? Wolf, I'll have Jaguar prepare a coffin. We'll bury her right next to Jeff. Doug 85-86 We have to name the baby for the birth certificate. Jaguar named his Hunter. Andrea named hers Raphael. And Christine's baby is now yours, so what will his name be? Lindsay. Wolf Int. Living room of Andrea's house, later there are two cradles in the room, a baby sleeping in each cradle. Andrea and a middle-aged woman, Sarah, look into the cradles, smiling. Andrea, Sarah, you are the only person who can give me advice on raising children. You're the only one who has kids in this community, and you raised them as a single mother. Sarah Wood and Edger are still very little. I can only tell you what you need to do right after childbirth. Sarah holds one of the babies in her arms. Sarah, Conti, oh, poor baby, look. What's this bruise? Andrea, Peter passed it on to him. Sarah keeps silent for a while. Andrea, Conti, what's wrong? Sarah, nothing. But who asked you to take care of Lindsay? 86-87 Andrea Wolf. He read Christine's will and she entrusted the baby to him, it seems. Sarah, well, I bet they cry a lot at night, bothering you. Andrea, I don't mind it. I can devote my time entirely to the babies. We don't need to work here, you know. Sarah lays the baby in the cradle. Sarah, please take care of yourself, Andrea. Andrea, thank you. Int. Dining room of Wolf's house, night two infants are having dinner. There are opened canned foods on the table. In the living room, which is right next to the dining room, Sarah sits on the sofa. She looks at the children with a cold expression. Sarah Wood, Edgar, is it delicious? They don't answer. They continue enjoying their food. Sarah scoffs. Wolf walks to the living room. Wolf, they don't know enough words to speak to us.
You didn't teach them how to read and write at all?
Sarah 8788 As I told you on the phone, I said goodbye to them already and it's not my business to worry about it.
Wolf approaches the closet, unlocks it and picks up a big book with gold spine.
He opens the book and takes out a bookmark, which is made of gold.
Wolf, this should be worth $500,000, and it's the compensation, so to speak.
She receives it.
Sarah, you are generous.
You accept Jeff's love child Lindsay, and now you say you'll take care of Wood and Edgar.
Wolf sits on the sofa and puts the book on the table.
Sarah, Count D, you still have faith in his book, it seems, but it was written by a man who broke the moral codes he preached on.
What he wrote about morality is a lie.
Wolf and you.
You are ready to abandon your children, while you demand loads of money for it.
And you say you are shocked?
Sarah, well, it was a reaction to his betrayal.
He destroyed what I believed.
The self-sufficient community with people who are content with themselves, it's all an illusion.
Wolf 8889 And you think you are ready to live in the city where materialism controls every aspect of life?
You think you'll be able to give up your motherly love completely?
Sarah, men don't understand it.
You told me to leave my children here, and sure, why not, especially when you are offering me money for it?
Maybe only women can understand it, but I can't stand staying here anymore.
I can't stay and follow what Jeff wrote in his book anymore.
And you?
What are you going to do with my kids?
Wolf, well, I was planning to turn this place into a utopia, but I got Lindsay now.
I must take care of him.
In the future, when it's ready, I want to let Wood and Edgar tutor Lindsay.
Don't worry.
I'll educate Wood and Edgar enough for the task.
Sarah, I don't care.
Just don't let my kids visit me.
I don't think I can stand it, either.
Wolf, ha.
You are naive in a sense, and so is Fox.
I've seen a lot, and survived through a lot.
What Jeff did was a mistake, but it's not grave enough to damage the validity of his book.
Sarah, whatever you say.
It has nothing to do with me anymore.
Wolf takes out a piece of paper and a pen from his pocket.
8990 Wolf, you should write a note to Andrea.
Write that you are moving because you can't forget what the city can offer you.
I'll show it to her.
Sarah, oh, she is pathetic.
She knows nothing.
Sarah writes the note and stands.
Wolf, the delivery truck will arrive here tomorrow morning.
You get on it, and leave.
Sarah, bye-bye, Wolf.
EXT Riverside of Undeveloped Land, 6 years later evening. A medium-sized boat moored at the riverbank.
Fox on the boat starts the engine, and takes out a small liquor bottle from his pocket.
He takes a swig from the bottle.
The boat crosses the wide river toward the opposite bank where the forest spreads.
EXT Forest Fox walks through a straight path in the dense forest.
He approaches the open space in front of a hut.
A couple of dogs spot him and bark at him.
In the open space, Jaguar sits on a wooden chair, smoking a cigarette.
A big wooden table is in front of him, and a lot of empty cans and tableware lie on the table.
Fox, how are you doing with the land clearing?
Any progress?
Jaguar 9091 Yes.
But did you say you have something for me?
Fox puts a parcel on the table.
Fox, it's teaching materials for Hunter.
They want us to start so-called compulsory education, it seems.
Jaguar, let's get inside.
They enter the hut.
Int.
Hut with dirt floor. There are only a table, chairs, and three beds, all made of wood.
Various handcrafts hang on the wall.
Fox looks around.
Fox, Nikki still make those?
Jaguar, yeah, and she made a strange pipe recently.
Dogs respond to it whenever she blows it.
Fox, that must be a dog whistle.
Does she often take Hunter to the forest?
Jaguar, yes.
She made a wooden bow and arrows, and she takes them with her whenever they go to the forest.
Fox, wolves roam around in the forest.
Isn't she afraid of them?
Jaguar, not at all.
She even hunts and kills them, turning them into her fur coats.
91-92 EXT somewhere in the forest. Hunter sobs with a small knife in his hand. Nikki scowls at him. A big wolf's body lies near them with an arrow stuck in its body. A small wolf stands by the big one, whimpering sadly. Nikki, kill the little one too, now.
Hunter, no. It's cruel.
She slaps him hard. Nikki, listen to me carefully. Lindsay is your enemy. He is loved and that's who he is. But you'll be feared. And that'll help you defeat him.
Hunter keeps sobbing. She gets irritated.
She grabs his hand and makes him stab the small wolf with the knife. The small wolf yelps and the sound echoes through the forest. Then the small wolf dies too.
Nikki, Kant D, good job.
Just remember how you felt.
That's the taste of victory.
Hunter continues sobbing quietly.
Int.
Hut with dirt floor, continuous. There is a lantern in every corner of the hut. Jaguar lights them one by one.
Fox lantern, it reminds me of our old days.
But hey, you're the one who's got the short end of the stick after all.
Why?
Jaguar 92-93 Fox, you live away from the rest, so you don't have access to our basic infrastructure. You are in charge of developing farmland too. But you shouldn't live here anyway, you know.
Jaguar, what do you mean?
Fox, the law prohibits residential development in this forest.
Fox and Jaguar sit at the wooden table.
Jaguar, nobody will find out anyway.
Jaguar takes out the teaching materials from the parcel and checks them.
Jaguar, Kant D, my wife has been already teaching these to Hunter.
Fox, what?
How?
Jaguar, she's strict. She writes questions in a notebook, and let him memorize the answers.
She won't stop till he memorizes them completely.
Fox, and she still transcribes Jeff's book on a notebook too?
Jaguar, yeah, and she hates it?
Fox 93-94 Your wife is kind of odd, I must say.
But no matter what, if Wolf finds it out, he will get upset for sure.
Your family shouldn't have his book.
Jaguar, don't tell him then.
Fox, okay. I like you and your kid. But I don't know if I can trust your wife.
Jaguar stands and takes out canned foods from a cardboard box.
Jaguar, Nikki comes home soon.
And it'll get dark soon.
You'd better leave now.
Jaguar puts the canned foods, knives, and forks on the table.
Fox, don't you use plates?
Jaguar, no, she doesn't like them.
Fox, you are a henpecked husband.
Jaguar, leave me alone.
What are you going to do tonight, by the way?
Fox, I have to correct essays the children wrote for the online classes. I am a substitute.
Jaguar, how many children are there now?
Fox 94-95 8 children in total.
Jaguar, why does Wolf stick to the online education?
Fox, he teaches what's written in Jeff's book, and he doesn't want any outsiders to know it.
Jaguar, so I'm the only one who teaches in the officially approved manner, huh?
Fox, yeah.
Well, good luck with the clearing.
It's necessary for a self-sufficient community like ours.
Bye, Jaguar.
Fox stands and leaves.
EXT Hunt Fox bumps into Nikki, who has just come home.
He greets her, looking a little uncomfortable.
Fox, Kant D, hi Nikki.
Your fur coat looks great, and you look good in the long hair.
Everybody in this community has a bob cut or a crop, since we don't have a barber, you know.
Hello, Hunter.
She just stares at him.
Hunter crouches down, exhausted.
Nikki, how's Christine's son doing?
Fox 95-96 Christine?
Her name brings back old memories.
Well, Lindsay's doing well.
Nikki, his disease show any sign of progress?
Fox, fortunately no.
She scoffs and enters the hut.
Fox talks to Hunter.
Fox, Kant D, Hunter, I'm sorry to say this, but your mother is kind of odd.
And she seems very strict with you.
What do you do for fun?
Hunter keeps silent but takes out a pipe from his trousers pocket.
He holds the pipe against his mouth and blows it. The dogs start gathering around Hunter, whimpering. Hunter strokes the dogs.
Fox, can't D, we can't hear it but the dogs can, huh?
But is that what you do for fun?
Hunter, yes, sort of, sir.
Fox, I always thought you speak very well and clearly for your age. If you need someone to talk to, let me know. I'll listen to you.
Hunter beams.
Really?
Hunter, Fox 96-97, yes.
But I had a long day and I must go now.
Goodbye, Hunter.
Hunter, goodbye, sir.
Fox walks as he takes a swig from the bottle.
Int.
Living room of Andrea's house, 10 years later. Andrea, Raphael, and Lindsay have dinner at the table. On the table stands a vase where flowers are arranged. Lindsay's skin color is different from the others, and he sits in a wheelchair.
Andrea, both of you studied enough and well.
Particularly you, Lindsay.
In spite of your illness, you've finished the compulsory education courses successfully.
Lindsay, thank you, Mrs. Cardona, Raphael.
Thank you for taking care of someone like me.
Raphael, Lindsay, don't talk like that.
The intercom rings.
Andrea stands and answers it.
Andrea, hello, Mr. Morgan.
What would you like to talk about?
You've brought Edgar, too.
Please, come in.
Wolf and Edgar enter.
Wolf, Andrea, can we talk in another room?
Andrea leads them out of the room.
Int.
Room for Raphael and Lindsay 97-98. There are bunk beds and two desks. A chair is placed in front of the first desk, but there is no chair for the second desk.
Wolf, Kant D, Andrea, sit on Raphael's chair.
Wolf and Edgar sit on the bed side by side.
Andrea, what is it?
Is it something we can't talk in front of the kids?
Wolf, to be honest with you, Lindsay isn't Peter's son. He is Jeff and Christine's child.
Andrea, what?
Jeff.
Wolf, were you disillusioned with Jeff?
I am sorry. I should have told you a long time ago.
Andrea is speechless.
Wolf, Kant D, so I have a suggestion to you.
Do you think you can continue to take care of Lindsay?
If you can, I'll send Raphael to one of the best schools in the city to show my gratitude.
Andrea, take care of Lindsay?
Do I need to teach him too?
Edgar, no, I will teach him, using Jeff's book.
Wolf 98-99, can you still believe in what Jeff wrote in his book?
Still stunned, she can't say a word for a while. But she eventually replies in a firm tone.
Andrea, no matter what, I feel like Lindsay is my own son and I love him.
Edgar, how do you feel about us educating Lindsay using Jeff's book?
Andrea, I am not interested in his book.
Lindsay's health is more important than his education.
Wolf, I am glad to hear that.
Edgar, thank you, Mrs. Cardona.
Int.
Boat, afternoon. Fox and Wood are on the boat.
Fox, drunk, steers the boat.
Fox, Wood, you don't need to help Jaguar farm.
You are a good woodworker.
You made the excellent carriage.
Wood, Jaguar is my boss.
He taught me everything about woodwork.
I can't refuse his request.
Fox, Wolf is stingy anyway.
If he buys a tractor, Jaguar doesn't need your help.
Wood, don't badmouth him.
99-100, Fox, what are you afraid of?
You're different than Edgar, you are a fool.
EXT, Jaguar's hut. Hunter comes out of the hut and sees Fox and Wood approach.
Hunter, good afternoon, sir, and my stupid friend Wood.
Did you come here to help my father?
Wood, you shouldn't speak to adults like that.
Hunter, please take care of my mother, sir.
Hunter and Fox enter the hut.
Wood walks to the back of the hut.
EXT, back of the hut in the field, which isn't very big, Jaguar is pulling potatoes out of the ground.
Wood approaches him.
Wood, 20 households don't sound too big, but still it's a lot of work to feed them, Jaguar.
Jaguar, keep your mouth shut and just help me.
They work silently.
Wood remains crouched but stretches his back. Wood Jaguar, what's wrong with your wife? 100-101 Jaguar keeps pulling potatoes as he answers. Jaguar, I don't know. Nikki was in bed when she heard that your brother was going to be Lindsay's tutor. Wood, did it upset her? That's why she fainted? Jaguar, Fox will come here today and he should be able to tell us how she's doing. Wood, he's already here. Hint. Jaguar's hut with dirt floor. Nikki lies in bed unconscious. Fox takes her pulse. He talks to Hunter. Fox, your mother's pulse gets weaker every day. She only has 2-3 days to live, I must say. Hunter, are you ready to accept her death? Hunter, yes, I'm ready. As you said, human beings are animals after all. Our lives will end sooner or later, though it's disappointing. Fox, I should talk to Jaguar. Fox leaves the hut. Then Nikki opens her eyes. Hunter is surprised. She starts talking to Hunter, her eyes fixed in the air. Nikki 101-102, listen to me carefully. You must become wiser and more knowledgeable than Christine's son. So you must leave here. There is nothing you can learn here now. Fox, Jaguar, and Wood with a lot of wildflowers in their hands enter. Nikki closes her eyes. Jaguar and Wood put the flowers by her pillow. Jaguar, Nikki, you endured such harsh environments so well. Now sleep peacefully in the smell of the flowers. Suddenly, Nix opens her eyes and sits up. She grabs the flowers in both hands, and yells. Nikki Aphrodite, you bastard, why do you need to remind me of your existence at the very end of my life here? Hunter, Jaguar, and Wood are all surprised. Nikki collapses on bed and dies with her face down. Fox takes her pulse. Fox, it was mental derangement before death. She passed away. EXT Forest, 6 years later, evening. Fox and Doug walk through the rough road. Doug carries a rifle on his shoulder. A wagon carrying woodpiles passes by. A young man and a girl sit on the driver's seat. Doug, that's Wood and his daughter Peanuts. Fox looks up at the sky. A mysterious spherical object flies down, sparkling, as it slowly moves toward the direction in which the wagon has disappeared. Then neighs of the horses come from the direction. 102-103 Fox, Doug, let's go. They start running. EXT accident spot in the forest. Wood shakes a man who lies on the ground. The round object, which is about 40 inches in diameter, continues sparkling. Eros, who sits on a nearby tree branch, jumps onto Peanuts. Wood keeps shaking the man and shouts. Wood, Edgar. Edgar. Fox and Doug arrive. They see the object and are surprised. Doug, Fox, is that a meteorite or what? Fox, try and shoot it. Doug shoots it and one liquid shoots up from the object. The object stops sparkling and turns into stone. Fox picks up the stone from the ground and studies it. And then he puts it in the pocket of his jacket. He approaches Edgar and examines him. Wood stands by him still in shock. Wood, it isn't my fault. The strange light startled the horses. Fox, Edgar often comes here to write his poems. Well, he doesn't seem injured. Wood, he isn't dead? Fox, he must have fainted. We should wait for 5 minutes. 103-104 Wood holds his head in his hands and crouches down. He sees Peanuts, who is staring at him in a strange way. Wood, Peanuts, why do you look at me like that? I didn't mean to hurt him. Come here. Wood stands and approaches her, but Peanuts takes a step away from him. Wood grabs her arm, but she struggles violently. She kicks his shin. While he crouches down in pain, Peanuts runs away. Wood stands and chases after her, limping. Fox looks at his watch. Angle on his watch, the watch hands are spinning around. Fox, Doug, look at this. Doug looks at Fox's watch. Doug, what's this? Fox takes out the stone from his pocket and brings it close to his watch. Angle on his watch,
the watch hands start spinning at a tremendous speed. Fox, the stone must be releasing some kind of radiation. Fox puts back the stone into his pocket and examines Edgar's body once again. 104-105 Doug, how is he?
Fox, strange, but Edgar passed away. Maybe he hit his head when he fell on the ground.
Wood comes back.
Fox, can't die, oh, it's terrible.
You killed Edgar.
He died.
Wood, I didn't kill him.
Fox, he died because you shook him hard.
Oh, no.
Wood, Doug, children can tell. They are innocent and pure. Peanuts could sense what you've done to him, and ran away, frightened.
Wood is very depressed.
Wood, I see.
I'll report it to Wolf.
Fox, it's not necessary.
Wood, what?
Edgar is Lindsay's tutor. If he disappears, Wolf will look for him everywhere.
He will eventually come to see me.
Fox, and he will take Peanuts away from you if he finds out what happened. Fox, so that he can educate her himself.
Wood, he's going to impose his rigid discipline on her as he did on me.
Fox, probably.
Wood is depressed again.
Fox, can't die, you don't need to tell him, and you'll be fine.
Wood, I don't know if I feel comfortable telling him a lie.
He was a cop once.
Fox, leave it to me.
Edgar's body doesn't have any external wounds, so I can tell him he died of some illness.
But don't tell him about this stone, either.
Wood, I see, but, forgive me, Edgar.
Doug, what should we do with his body?
Fox, it's getting dark.
We shouldn't cross the river by boat at night.
We should leave him here tonight.
We will carry him to Wood's house tomorrow morning.
Wood, 106-107 I should look for Peanuts.
Doug, leave her alone.
She will turn up at Jaguar's house sooner or later.
Int.
Jaguar's house. Jaguar puts out the wall lanterns one by one but lights only the small lantern by his pillow. And he lies in bed. Peanuts outside sees it through the window. She enters the house. She stares at Jaguar, who snores. She notices a bow and a quiver hanging on the wall, and beams. She picks them up and leaves.
EXT accident spot in the forest. Edgar stands up.
Nobody is around.
He touches the object and grins.
Poseidon, OS, Hades, you haven't won yet.
Hades, OS, why not?
I retrieved Aphrodite's pearl.
The earth is my territory.
Poseidon, OS, a human stole a part of the pearl.
What you've got is incomplete.
And Zeus hasn't showed up yet.
Our match hasn't begun yet.
Hades, OS, when will he come?
Poseidon, OS, our father Cronus is still here.
And he is bound by time, too.
Hades, OS, ha.
He can come and see me anytime. And?
You don't even smell like a human.
Hades, OS, leave me alone.
I am still trying to get used to what's called time.
Edgar slowly walks into the dark, dense forest.
EXT forest. Peanuts walks as she glances around. She notices a spot which is shining under the moonlight.
She walks to it.
It's the entrance to a limestone cave.
The entrance is about 60 inches in diameter.
She enters it.
Hint.
Cave. As she walks, the bow on her back and the quiver which hangs from her shoulder hit the cave walls, making rattling noise.
Water seeps through the walls and trickles down the walls, shining in the moonlight.
She arrives at an open space where a lot of lanterns are hung on the cave walls.
The lantern lights look like stars which are shining in the dark sky.
There are a lot of picks on the ground, too.
She finds a hollow in the space and sits in it.
There are a lantern and a matchbox in the hollow, and as she picks up the matchbox, her expression changes.
She looks as if she has remembered something.
She strikes a match and lights the lantern.
She beams and lies on the ground.
She closes her eyes and pretends to be asleep, snoring.
Hint. Monitor room in National Radio Astronomy Observatory night. The staff members argue in front of a large monitor. 108-109 staff member A. Isn't it an electric wave from a TV station or a radio station? Staff member B. No. It's a powerful electromagnetic wave. And there is something mysterious about the wave. Staff member A. What do you mean? Staff member C. It isn't a pure electromagnetic wave. It doesn't disperse against pine trees to keep away electromagnetic waves in the area. It goes through the trees. Staff member B. Such electromagnetic waves have never been observed. Staff member A. Can you specify where it's coming from? Staff member B. Yes. It's coming from Area 4 Taituo, an undeveloped land. EXT Forest, Morning Woods wagon approaches Fox and Doug. Fox and Doug load a wood coffin on the back of the wagon, and they get on the wagon too. EXT accident spot in forest. The wagon approaches and stops. Wood, Fox, and Doug get off the wagon. Wood shouts in surprise. Wood, his body's gone. Fox and Doug are surprised, too. 109-110 Doug, what's going on, Fox? Fox, Jaguar may know something. We should go to his house. Wood, Edgar didn't die after all.
Great.
We don't need the coffin anymore. They leave.
Hint.
Jaguar's house. Jaguar reads a newspaper, feeling relaxed. Angle on the paper, Derry Citizen. Articles on the incidents, and a column occupy the left half of the paper. A comic strip and a serial story, The Daily Strange Event by Lindsay Jones, are printed on the right half, the strip above the serial story. Fox, Doug, and Wood appear. Jaguar stops reading the paper. Jaguar, what brought you guys here so early in the morning? Fox, did Edgar come here last night? Jaguar, no, he didn't. But what's wrong with Peanuts, Wood? Wood, did she come here? Jaguar, 110-111, I guess so. Somebody took Nikki's bow last night. Nobody else but Peanuts would do it, don't you agree?
Wood, yes.
Oh, no. Where did she go? Fox, Edgar didn't come here? Jaguar, what happened to him?
Doug, nothing, really.
But you won't be able to read Lindsay's serial stories for a while.
Jaguar looks puzzled.
Fox, Doug, and Wood leave.
Hint.
Wagon. Wood drives, gloomy. Fox talks to him from the back.
Fox, Wood, don't be depressed.
Wood, I can't help it. I am stupid. A murderer and my child ran away. And it's because I couldn't learn and follow the tradition.
Fox, tradition?
Oh, if you are calling what's written in Jeff's book a tradition, you are wrong.
You are okay.
Wood, what do you mean?
Fox, you do labor in the fields, which makes you happy, sort of.
111-112 But... Wood, Fox, speaking of the objects that the others are leaning toward, there is only Lindsay's serial stories and tradition.
Doug, but Edgar's gone now, so Lindsay can't write the serial story anymore, Fox.
And most children have finished their homeschooling now.
Fox, well, Doug, do you think Wolf can satisfy the children just giving them the tradition?
Doug, it depends on how their parents teach the tradition too.
Fox, well, anyway, your question will be all answered soon, Wood.
Wood, I don't understand anything anymore. But I know I must find Peanuts.
Fox, Doug, I'll look for her in the forest after giving you guys a ride.
Wood whips the horses.
112 Title and original screenplay by your name here, your address, city, state, zip phone, email, ext.undeveloped areas, afternoon 113. A helicopter with the logo of the National Astronomical Observatory is hovering above the land that Wolf owns but where only Jaguar now lives. Int.in The helicopter, two staff are discussing a mysterious electromagnetic wave detected in the observatory. The two are looking at the screen of the electromagnetic wave observation monitor installed in the aircraft.
Employee A looks like 343 Hz. Employee B, it has decreased a lot. Was it 343 MHz?
What is there?
Employee A, we just have to check it today.
Where is the gauss meter?
Employee B, it's ready.
EXT. Undeveloped areas, afternoon the helicopter lands and the two get off. Each has a gauss meter in hand.
A raises his arms while looking at the gauss meter and points his finger.
Employee A, it's over there.
The two keep moving in the bushes.
They stand in a plain where the trees are knocked down.
There is a spherical stone about 1 meter in diameter.
B looks at his gauss meter.
Employee B, this is it.
They touch the stone and measure it.
Employee A, this can be taken home.
Bring a dolly.
B returns to the helicopter and A pushes the stone several times.
It starts to rain.
Then the stone begins to shine.
Employee A, who was touching it, becomes unconscious.
Employee B returns while pushing a dolly.
He is surprised at the sight but picks up A who fell down.
114 Employee B, please be firm.
A is opens his eyes and looks around at B. Employee A, what is this place?
Who are you?
Employee B gets scared and hurriedly returns to the helicopter with A on the dolly, who fainted again.
Soon the helicopter flies up.
Fox is sitting at the base of a tree which is swaying in the wind of the helicopter while drinking a bottle of whiskey. The University of Virginia, afternoon NA. 2 months later at the University of Virginia, three men are gathered in the multi-purpose hall.
One is using a laser pointer to point to a map, eagerly explaining something to the other two.
His name is Watson Smith.
Don Gross, the vice president of the Republican Election Analysis Office, is bored and yawning from Watson's speech.
Richard Jack, an older gentleman and a famous millionaire, is the president of the massive business conglomerate WT Group, listens with much more interest.
Watson finishes and Don turns off the projector.
The map on the screen disappears.
Don, so what do you think?
It's not too bad of an idea.
This would really help me with the election, and for you it could be great research into consumer psychology.
Think about it.
You're getting old.
You would barely have to get up from your desk.
With this, you would be able to read everyone's mind.
You wouldn't need to interact with anyone, right?
Jack Watson, I am not a scientist.
What I was able to understand from your presentation, is that in normal daily living, when people turn on their TV, ultrasonic waves would be emitted by a certain vibration.
Watson, yes, sir.
Indeed, a TV is not the only example.
This can be done with any electrical device that generates a magnetic field.
Jack, a magnetic field is emitted 90 degrees from an electrical field, correct?
Watson, yes, that's right.
The angle is the most important point about this experiment.
Jack, so, for example, an electromagnetic wave is generated if you were to use any home appliance.
If I follow your explanation correctly, there is something special about this meteorite that includes both electromagnetic waves and ultrasonic waves?
Is that right?
Watson, yes.
Normally, ultrasonic waves only transmit through solid objects.
However, the ultrasonic emissions from this meteorite are intermingled with electromagnetic waves, so we can transmit without a solid object.
Jack, and the emissions can also go through us?
Watson, yes, sir.
Furthermore, contact without brains will cause an electron to be emitted 90 degrees from the incident radiation.
The emitted electron is further affected by the special emission and bounces back at the same angle.
Jack, wait a minute.
If there is a magnetic field caused by the electron, wouldn't that be angled at the TV, which is generating an electric field?
Watson, oh yes, I forgot to mention that.
This special emission can be stored in the human body.
As a result, we, more, 115.
Watson, Kant D, can be a power source to create electricity.
Jack, I see.
So it's a human generator.
However, what would be the conductor for the electron which bounces off the ultrasonic wave?
You said that ultrasonic waves only bounce off solid objects, yes. What's in the conductor would be a radio wave. This is how the human body will create electricity. Furthermore, this isn't a radio wave which only travels at one frequency. This is a terrestrial digital wave which can be received on multiple channels. This also serves the function to create a numerical form out of the electrons. Changing the form in of the electron in the human brain will then allow us to verbalize people's thoughts and display them as words on a computer screen.
Jack, I see.
TV,
huh?
But then we won't be able to read the thoughts of specific people who are watching TV. Watson, Mr. Richard, you were listening to the presentation very carefully, weren't you?
I forgot to mention this.
We found something during preliminary testing. Using this special emission, we are able to figure out the minimum hearing ability from a person answering their phone. It's like a fingerprint. Each person has their own unique hearing ability.
Jack, that in itself is a great discovery.
How do you measure this ability?
Watson, it's actually pretty easy.
Nowadays, TV, internet, and phones are all connected by photoelectricity.
More, 116.
Watson, Kant D, it is possible to measure using the electrical current of a telephone.
I can answer your other question as well, not only TVs, but we can use this ultrasonic wave for all home appliances which have an LCD screen.
Jack, but the wave is not able to go through body fat,
correct?
You explained that this wave can enter via the teeth and eyes, and leave at a right angle through the hair.
That doesn't sound possible.
Watson, it is important to accrue iron in the human body.
Jack, why is that?
Watson, because objects with electrons, like electromagnetic waves, electricity, and digital waves, interact well with iron.
Human hair has a high iron content.
We will use that as an electrical conductor from the human brain.
The main idea is that with this special emission from this meteorite, we will be able to read the thoughts of human beings, the mind of specific individuals in ordinary life.
Watson, Kant D, here is the plan.
We will gather all the research participants and expose their brains to the special emission.
We take the data of rebounded electrons to measure each person's lowest hearing ability.
This will give us each person's fingerprint.
We will then create a water-based solution from the meteorite and use it to manufacture home appliances with LCD screens.
These screens will catch the digital waves coming from the participants' brains while they are thinking.
We will integrate the data via radar in a host computer.
We will be able to match the results to each participant's,
more, 117.
Watson, Kant D, lowest hearing ability, and thereby reach each individual participant's mind.
Jack, what about their diet?
We should get them to eat food with more iron.
Don, Mr. Richard, I believe at this point we should focus on the experiment and worry about details like that afterwards.
Will you be a sponsor for the experiment?
Jack, also, I didn't realize there was an isolated town nearby fully equipped with electronic technology.
Don, Mr. Richard, that's why this is the best place for the project.
Please, we need you as a sponsor.
We will have a midterm election soon.
Jack Watson, what is the purpose of this experiment?
What's in helping the disabled?
I believe this will be an amazing thing for them.
People who cannot hear, read, or speak will be able to communicate just through thinking.
Jack Watson, your ambition is excellent.
However, Don has informed me that this projected will be conducted in secret.
Don, of course it will be.
We're stealing a glance at people's thoughts.
If the Democratic Party or the mass media found out about this, it would be big trouble.
Jack, so, you didn't get consent from the people in this small town,
right?
Mr. Gross, how will you conduct the election? Don, that's my problem.
I've already chosen the one person who will help me with that.
Jack Watson,
Don, I will help you as long as this is not a violation of human rights.
Don, thank you.
As a governmental organization, we will be able to guarantee that.
Watson, don't worry about it,
Mr. Richard. Ext. On the seaside of undeveloped area, 1 month later, two employees of a port construction company are talking as if something is strange in a small ferry port. Employee A: Don't you think it is strange to build a port in such a place? Employee B: Yes, of course. There are no commercial facilities here. Employee A: Besides, there is no road which leads here, but it can only be accessed by the sea. Employee A looks at a cargo ship that is anchored offshore by the binoculars. The body of the cargo ship has the name of WT Group, Jefferson Construction Company. Employee A: Conte, was there a company named Jefferson in our affiliates? One small boat carrying a man wearing sunglasses berths from a cargo ship onto the ferry port. The man gets off the boat and talks to employee A. The man wearing sunglasses: Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Neil Cooper. Are you in charge? Employee A: Yes, that's right. 120 Neil, can cargo ships that build commercial facilities just by maritime transport be able to berth here using this ferry port? Employee A: Well, oh well, somehow. Even so, what are you going to build? Neil: Cinema halls. With this answer, Neil rides the boat again and returns to the cargo ship. 3 months later, in Fox's house, evening, the telephone rings and a sheet of paper comes out of the fax. Fax contents: We know your past. If you want to recover your past mistakes, walk towards the sea. The landmark is a single antenna. There is a black building there. There, we would like to make a proposal that will benefit you. When Fox reads it, it takes out the example stone from the pocket and looks at it again. Undeveloped area, in the forest, evening. After a while, Fox walks aiming at the antenna in the dense forest. He takes out a stone from the pocket and brings it closer to his wristwatch. The hands of the wristwatch are turning around. While walking, as he glanced at it, he goes out in front of the black building where the antenna is standing. The hands of the clock return to normal. He raises his face from his wristwatch and is surprised by the building in front of him. It is a black building built with a flat roof, equipped with a single antenna and a large radar. Cooper comes out of the building. Neil: Nice to meet you, Fox. I am Neil Cooper. He is a government official. Fox puts the stone in a pocket so as to conceal it. Fox nods silently. Neil, Conte, we've been expecting you. I am not a suspicious person. Please relax. Follow me. 121 The view inside the building is drab, with each floor divided into five rooms with doors. Cooper ushers Fox into the room with the biggest door. Neil, Conte, please wait here for a while. The room looks like a drawing room, with sofa, table, TV, telephone, and so on. Steam is coming out from a kettle pot. The telephone rings. Fox ignores it, but no one comes into the room. The phone keeps ringing, so Fox takes the call. Voice of the phone: Mr. Fox Baker? I am a person called Watson Smith. Please wait for a while. If you want, you can watch TV. In a television that is continually on, images of a geneticist who discovered a new gene and received an award is showing, who was responding to the interview questions with full smiles. The expression of Fox looking at him becomes dark from jealousy. Fox is thinking, shit, if only I had a medical license as well. Watson comes into the room. He sits opposite Fox and speaks. Watson: Nice to meet you, Fox. I am Watson Smith. I will enter the main topic immediately. Fox asked calmly without a panic, lights the cigarette and then asks, how you know me? Watson: We know you from a hairdresser named Sarah. She applied for a city grant with her store collapsed. We came to know the existence of this village by this way. The woman answered all our questions. Fox is listening silently. Watson, Conte, Watson wonders why Fox is not surprised so much but states his request unilaterally. First of all, we want to do an election here. We need your cooperation for that. Secondly,
We will place an advertisement of our sponsor company as we will replace Lindsay's novel section of a digital newspaper published here with advertisement column.
Fox yet. Watson, so I would like you to think of a copy of newspaper advertisement as you are familiar with the preferences of the villagers this settlement.
Fox, you create a fake site.
Watson, yes, that's right.
And thirdly, I would like you to bring home appliances that we designate to you to the residence of the most reliable person who will be the candidate for election in this settlement.
Fox, I get it.
Watson, thank you.
3 months later, we will inform you by fax the company that will put on the advertisement column sequentially.
Fox, fair enough.
So what is the way to communicate copies?
Watson, I will inform you of the phone number, please send by fax to there.
Fox, and what do I get?
122-123.
Watson, I will restore the doctor's license that you lost.
Fox, can you do such a thing?
Watson, you must have heard from Neil, we belong to government agencies.
That's easy.
Fox rises silently and leaves the room and leaves the building.
Watson also goes out of the room and enters a separate room of the building.
In dot separate room, evening Neil is looking at the screen of the computer, seemingly bored.
The screen of the computer is divided into left and right, the right side has characters arranged, and 10 digit numbers are arranged on the left side.
Watson, how was it?
Neil, nothing happens.
It only shows, shit.
If I only still had my doctor's license.
Watson, that's weird.
I even turned on the kettle to have steam in the room to make it easy for the ultrasonic wave to move.
Probably his smoking caused the electron activity in his brain to slow down.
Neil, if that's the case, we need to add a non-smoking advertisement when we run a movie.
Watson, I'm going to continue research electron activity in the brain while we finish building the theater.
Neil, okay, let's meet up here again in 3 months.
124 Wild Mind, an original teleplay, part 2 by Fujio Torikai. Fujio Torikai Sagamidaten Katu 1-305 Minamiku Sagamihara C. Kanagawa, Japan 252-032-208-142-766623-1 AGN 86120 at seed.odn.ne.jp int.
Undeveloped area, next to the restaurant is a toilet and a shower room.
Andrea and Lindsay are watching TV.
The program is broadcasting Norway's Glaciers.
They are looking at relaxing.
Wolf enters and places a golden tradition on the board attached to Lindsay's wheelchair.
Wolf, why do not you read a book by Dad without watching TV?
How about reading Dad's book instead of watching TV?
Lindsay, this is also a part of my study.
Wolf, don't you think you should write a newspaper novel?
Lindsay, rest assured.
I have already uploaded it for 3 months.
There is nothing to do.
Please be relieved.
I have already uploaded it for 3 months.
There is nothing to do.
Wolf, all right.
Andrea, when is the next examination by Fox?
Andrea, it is the day after tomorrow.
Wolf, Lindsay, the TV is up to an hour.
When you're done, be sure to memorize Dad's book.
That's it?
I see.
Lindsay, Wolf leaves the room.
Int.
Regular cruise, on board one. The inside of the ship is made only by carrying customers in a stormy view. Passengers are 5 people: Watson, Cooper, Hunter, Raphael, and a short-haired lady with black glasses sitting next to Raphael. She is reading Daily Citizen.
Short-haired lady: both ships and newspapers are blunt.
Raphael, Mary, I will introduce it to my mother from now on, but do not be surprised as there is not any place to go.
How about Lindsay's novel?
Mary, this is the highlight.
It looks like he can write well.
Raphael, it would be so.
He is my friend.
Mary, I will sleep.
Please wake me up when we arrive.
Mary closes her eyes.
Raphael moves to the deck.
EXT ship's deck 2. Hunter is arching his back
and eats potato chips.
Hair is a little thicker and fat.
Raphael calls out.
Raphael, it is good weather.
Are you going to Heartland too?
He gazes at Raphael.
The line of sight is headed for Mary. Raphael is confused, but moves to the place and goes to the back seat of the ship. Ext rear of ship 3 Watson and Neil are talking. Watson shines his eyes and is excited. Neil is listening to it calmly. Neil asks Watson. Neil, I see. The gist of it comes from Don. In the daytime, what does it mean to be able to read Andrea's thoughts? Watson, because the sun is out. Supersonic wave comes out from the sun. Neil, but is not it dangerous? The aqueous liquid from the meteorite has spread beneath the mayor's house. Could it be expanding, by any chance? Watson, applying electricity day and night. This will prevent inflation. Neil, does Andrea said that becoming the new town mayor lose memory? I wonder why she continues to be exposed to the radiation of that meteorite? Watson, the amount of radiation output is controlled so much. Rest assured. Neil, I understood. Raphael talks to them. Raphael, hello. Will you also go to Heartland? Two people stop the conversation. Neil wears sunglasses and stretches it. Watson smiles, Raphael inquiring. Watson, that's right. You are? Raphael, I am from Heartland. Both of you are in sightseeing in Heartland? Watson, that's right. It is the first time to have an electronically controlled sightseeing spot. Raphael, electronic control? What is that? Watson, do not you know? In the redevelopment of the town, under the female new town mayor, they will rebuild our finances with tourism income. Raphael, what is the name of the mayor? Watson, Andrea, Mrs. Cardonas. Raphael is surprised. Raphael, that is my mother. Neil removes the sunglasses and looks straight at Raphael with Watson. Watson, pardon me, but might you be of Spanish descent? Raphael, she is a foster mother. Watson, I see. So are you cheering for the election? Raphael, election? Neil, it is re-election. What is your name? Raphael, it's Cardona. Watson, so we hope to win. Raphael leaves that place with a confused face and talks to Mary. Raphael, did you hear that? It looks like the town changed over the past 15 years. Mary, I will meet the mayor. The ship arrives at the Chile harbor. The number of tourists is small. Hunter is gazing at Mary as eating crisp potato chips as usual. Hint. Black's house, undeveloped area, night for Watson. Neil, Fox is sitting in the previous room. Fox is smoking a cigarette. Watson talks to Fox. Watson, this is the household electrical appliances I mentioned before. It is a refrigerator. There is a medium-sized refrigerator beside the table. Fox glances at the refrigerator. Fox, what on earth is this? Neil, that's a secret. You only need to bring this to Cardona's room. Fox, all right. So what about doctor's license? Neil, I arrange it. As soon as our experiment is over and you leave the town, we will issue it soon. Fox, I understood. And? Watson, who is good as an election candidate? Fox, I have a brother. Put him out. Neil, can you speak Wolf? Fox, Watson, so, quickly. Two middle-aged men who put on sunglasses of a good shape come into the room. One person gives paper to Fox without saying silent. Neil, they carry. That is the contact. Fox slowly puts paper in his pocket. Watson, your mission is now over. Neil, I'd like to ask, but what kind of person is Raphael, just whom the ship met with? Fox, a cheek, especially a young man like this. Watson, then, thank you. Fox rises slowly and leaves the room. In Wolf's room, 5 years ago early evening, 5 Wolf is relaxing and reading Tradition. The telephone rings. Wolf is surprised, but calm down to pick up the receiver. Telephone voice, are you M.R. Morgan? I am a character of Charlottesville, Virginia, and is a person named Walter. Congratulations. Your village has been designated town/village this time. Wolf answers with anger's voice. Wolf, I refused it.
Walter M. R. Morgan. You cannot go that way. This is an order based on law.
Wolf, for a while silently, I understand Walter with a quick note, I am sorry to trouble you, but please pay the town tax.
Wolf, how much is it?
Walter, it is a personal tax.
Wolf, the resident's job is only agriculture.
Is it possible to transfer money from the net bank?
Walter, yes. We will deliver a sealed letter with a transfer number written by express delivery even tomorrow.
That would be real estate and personal property.
Wolf, I understood.
Wolf sits down on the sofa with a confused face and thinks quietly.
Int. Office in headquarters building the following night. 6. Wolf, Fox, Jaguar, Doug are sitting around the round table.
Fox, what is it, an emergency meeting?
I will not be ordered by you.
Wolf, fall, Fox, this is my order, keeping the vault in the village.
Jaguar, how is the crops harvest situation?
Jaguar, it is a bad work this year.
Besides, stockpiles of potatoes are likely to bottom out soon.
Wolf, how long will we have food to hand out to the inhabitants of the village?
Jaguar, right, I have it for about 3 months.
Wolf, I see, there is something I want to tell you.
From now on the settlement changes to town.
We have to pay taxes.
Maybe the town mayor decides too.
Fox, will you become the mayor?
That's impossible.
Jeff's blood is only Lindsay.
Residents are not convinced.
Wolf, then, Lindsay.
Fox, it is impossible too.
Lindsay has not reached the court age.
Doug, how about Andrea?
She is his mother.
It is only nominal.
Wolf, I understood.
Jaguar, call the residents.
From now on the sealed letter arrives and they will transfer the money I will deal with in the net bank.
Jaguar, is that something like that?
Then, from now on, your deposit savings will go down.
Fox, depending on the harvest, we are starved to death.
Wolf.
Relax. I have a good idea. I had a phone call yesterday and asked if there was a redevelopment invitation from the WT Group contractor.
Invite tourists and spend their income on taxes.
Wolf, would you put an outsider
to the land of Jeff?
Fox, calm down. The times have changed.
Does not it matter if Lindsay becomes the mayor?
There is only this way.
Wolf, while calming his anger, I understood.
The party is an adjournment.
Jaguar and Doug stand up and leave the room.
Wolf sits down on the sofa as if tired.
Fox taps his shoulder lightly.
Fox, I told you it would be a stalemate.
Tradition was a utopia after all.
Go back.
Fox, Cont D. Fox leaves the room without hesitation.
Wolf covers the face.
He calmed down and opened his personal computer.
Computer screen, the website of the bank is displayed and the password is entered.
The remaining amount is shown as 42 billion yen.
EXT Olympus time after 10 minutes 7. Athena and Hades are peeping at the fountain.
Hades, it seems that elections are the way to decide the heads of humans.
Bullshit.
Athena, while angry, that doctor called down my son.
Thanatos.
Zeus' voice resonates.
Zeus's voice, don't be angry, Athena, I too want human named Watson dead.
But Thanatos got stuck after being shot by Eros.
Let's watch over here.
Poseidon's voice echoes.
Poseidon's voice, Zeus, Hades, I will be the ruler, not you.
Aphrodite sadly stares at the petals, arrows that are scattered beside the fountain and sighs.
Eros, Aphrodite, N.A. The introduction of the characters was over.
From now on, this magical story will begin.
EXT Heartland Graveyard. 15 years ago afternoon, the grave is beautifully created.
There are several tombstones, and the hole has been dug to bury Nikki and coffin has been put at its bottom.
Jaguar is standing with a sad face, holding Hunter's hand.
There is Jaguar, Fox, and Wolf.
Jaguar talks to Hunter.
Jaguar, time to say goodbye to mother.
Read tradition.
Hunter, sneering, Dad.
I don't like such ridiculous things.
Jaguar, say it again?
Hunter, I have read it again and again, but I can't understand it.
Wolf glares at Hunter.
Fox sips alcohol in a small bottle.
Fox, Wolf, don't make such a face.
It's vain to talk to a child about forgetting the image, or about meaningless things like relationship or peculiarity. Wolf talks to Fox calmly.
Wolf, what caused her to die?
It should not be an infectious disease.
Fox, keep calm.
It's mad death.
Hunter, I saw it closely, but it was worse.
Wolf too.
Calmly, I guess we need to teach morals to this child.
Jaguar, you haven't given enough education.
Too much farming, Jaguar, I'm relying on Fox.
Hey Fox, you spoiled my child.
Hunter, Dad, don't get angry with my doctor.
Medicine is much more interesting than a book like that.
Wolf, such a troublesome child.
Fox, what are you going to do?
He understands enough already.
It would be impossible to educate him again.
Fox, same as usual.
Eat, drink, and that's how it goes, right, Hunter?
Hunter, yes, doctor.
Jaguar gets disappointed and sobs with his face covered in his hands.
Wolf noted.
Fox, I will forgive you and there's no need for education.
However, separate the child from others.
Fox, huh, sure.
After that, Fox starts to pour soil on the coffin with his scoop.
El Jaguar also starts, glaring at Fox.
Wolf takes out a notebook from his pocket and marks a X on it.
Hunter pulls the sleeve of Fox's clothes.
Fox leaves there holding hands with Hunter away.
Jaguar bellows at his back.
Jaguar, quack, doctor.
Ext Fox's home 3.
Fox talks to Hunter.
Fox, so, you want to get out of this village?
Hunter, yes, doctor.
I want to study more about more things.
Fox, then, you should take exams for J. Henry Higgins Middle School.
That is easy.
You could pass the exam.
Let's prepare for the new journey.
Fox takes a big suitcase out from the closet, and packs some clothes inside for Hunter, then he asks Hunter.
Fox, what do you want to learn?
Hunter details about dog whistle.
Fox, okay, do you have it with you now?
Hunter takes the whistle out from pocket and blows it.
They hear a dog's howling from outside the house.
Fox, let's consult Wolf soon.
Int.
Wolf's house evening, there are Wolf, Fox, and Hunter.
Fox talks to Wolf.
Fox, good, right?
Make his dream come true.
It was you that told me to separate him from others.
Wolf noted.
Then, use trains.
Wood will send him to the station.
For Hunter, thank you very much.
Int.
The classroom at the junior high school.
Snack time.
6 years later, there are many students wearing clothes from various countries in the classroom. They enjoy their conversation in their own languages.
One student talks to Hunter, who is eating chips alone.
Junior high school student, you're awesome.
Again top in the Scantron.
I will ask you for cheating again.
Hunter continues eating chips with no answering to him.
A group of students with normal clothes provokes Hunter.
Boss of the group, chips guy.
Is it interesting to blow a strange whistle?
We will have a duel after school today.
Be prepared.
Pray to God.
Hunter, junior high school student Thomas, don't push your luck.
We will return it to you.
There's no God, for Thomas spits the gum out.
Hunter grins and drives Thomas out with his hands.
Thomas flies into a rage and goes back to his seat with an angry face.
Junior high school student, I will help you, so help me for cheating.
A teacher comes in and distributes Scantron papers.
Teacher, so, start.
Hunter finishes the exam soon.
He secretly passes the paper to the next student and looks at the yard outside the window looking bored.
The student quickly returns the Scantron paper to Hunter.
The teacher asks Hunter.
5 school.
Teacher, you're bored, right?
You're excellent.
What do you want to learn at Summer Hunter? Mumbling, technology, which is related to sound. Teacher, your dog whistle? Then, physics would be good for you. Martin is handling the class. However, you seem not to have any religion. Don't you feel scared? Hunter, smirking, no, not at all. The teacher leaves him. The exam is over, and the teacher leaves the classroom. The student talks to Hunter. Junior high school student, thank you. You helped me. Look forward to today's duel. Anyways, what is your favorite? Only chips and whistles. Hunter, yawning, yeah, I want an enemy. Because I can taste the victory. Junior high school student, feeling scared, you're scary. Hint. Class at the junior high school. Evening, Hunter is adjusting some devices after summer school. Summer school. 6. Done with the device, Hunter looks at it, feeling satisfied. Other students devote themselves to their own tasks. Martin talks to Hunter. Martin seems like completed. Let me see. Hunter downs the lever of the device without saying anything. Then, they hear a dog barking from far. Martin surprises. Martin, you're amazing. Why don't you register this in the next innovation contest? Hunter begins to pack his stuff silently. That student whispers to Hunter in a hurry. Junior high school student Thomas is coming. He is with 5 friends. Hunter shows his happy face silently. EXT schoolyard after school, there are Thomas, the other 5 students, Hunter, and 8 students in the schoolyard. All students at Thomas's side are grinning. Thomas gives a signal. Thomas, go. 5 students surround Hunter. One of them holds Hunter in a full Nelson. When Hunter lightly shakes his body, that student blows away. Everyone except Hunter is surprised. Then, Hunter approaches Thomas and touches him lightly as he raises him. Thomas flies away 5 meters and faints as he falls on the ground. Hunter treads on him with his one leg proudly. Other students get feared and run away. Junior high school students get surprised and shout at Hunter. 7 junior high school students, who the hell are you? Hunter, with no answer, Beck, what time is the next exam? Hint. The class during Scantron. 1 month later. Hunter is done with the exam as usual and slides the paper to Beck. Beck fills the paper in a hurry. Hunter stands up and shouts with a sad face. Hunter, teacher, Beck is cheating on me. The teacher approaches Beck with an angry face and takes the papers away from Beck and Hunter silently to compare the papers. Teacher Beck. Call your parents tomorrow. You go out to the schoolyard. Beck turns a surprised look at Hunter and the teacher. Teacher, are you deaf? Get out now. Beck runs away out of the class. Hunter has a sad look but smiles in a moment. EXT Olympus, Athene and Hades are looking at the fountain. Athene gets crazily mad and throws her spear to Hunter, who is reflected on the water. Athene, ah, he is not my son anymore. Has Thanatos come to his senses? Thanatos. 8 Hades, don't be so mad. Even if you say that he lost his morals, he is your son. He got a victory on human beings. Athene, being calm, noted. Let's continue this. How is your avatar? Hades, soon. Zeus, be prepared. Zeus's voice is howling. Zeus's voice, it would be a vain challenge, but I will take it. Hades, let's start. Poseidon's voice also. Poseidon's voice, it finally starts. Victory is mine. Hades and Athene stare at the fountain. EXT inside Mayor's office at the library, Night Fox holds tradition quickly. Andrea witnesses it. Andrea, Mr. Fox. Fox looks back at Andrea's voice but goes out of the room soon. 9 EXT inside the mayor's office at the living room, there are Andrea, Raphael, Mary, and Wolf. Andrea holds Raphael with her happy face. Andrea, welcome back. Oh, who is that girl? Raphael, mom, let me introduce her.
She's my fiance. Please call her Mary.
Mary, nice to meet you, Mrs. Cardona. I graduated from the Faculty of Law in the same university as Rafael, and now I work as a lawyer.
Andrea, wow, great.
Wolf goes out of the living room after gazing at three people.
Andrea, till when are you going to stay here?
Rafael, mom, I'll be gone soon.
How is the election?
Andrea, sure, I'm just a proxy.
Let's eat something.
Andrea takes chicken and potatoes out from the fridge and boils the water to drink tea.
Rafael, sorry, Mary.
We only have this kind of food.
It's our town's restriction.
Mary, it's okay. The three chat at the table.
10 EXT, inside the mayor's office at the library, Wolf notices that tradition is gone.
EXT, inside the mayor's office at the living room, Rafael and Mary are gone.
EXT, an undeveloped area at Jaguar's house, there are Jaguar and Hunter.
Hunter announces that he's back home.
Jaguar is reading the newspaper novel of Lindsay from Daily Citizen.
Hunter, I'm home, Dad.
Jaguar, aha.
Hunter is surprised at Jaguar's plain reply, but pulls himself together and put the device to start it.
They hear dogs bark from far. Hunter proudly talks to Jaguar.
Hunter, how this is great, Dad.
Jaguar says a word to see the device after taking his eyes away from the newspaper.
Jaguar, ridiculous.
Rather than that, why don't you respect Lindsay?
Look, she's featured here.
Hunter's face becomes severe.
He goes out of the room.
EXT, at Fox's house, Hunter announces to Fox that he's back home.
He puts the device on the table and starts it.
11 They hear dogs bark from far, and the piece of meteorite in Fox's pocket starts shimmering.
Fox gets surprised, takes the meteorite out from his pocket and puts it on the washbasin to keep an eye on it.
At the same time, some letter lines appear on Fox's PC screen.
PC screen, damn.
Lindsay.
Dad only praises that kind of person.
Fox deeply thinks with his eyes closed for a while.
Fox got it?
Their plans.
This meteorite emits electromagnetic waves and ultrasound.
This reads thought and reflects it on the PC screen.
It reacts to liquids.
Also, it reacts ultrasound from a dog whistle.
Fox pours tap water on the meteorite.
It shimmers and inflates.
Fox, Hunter, start the device again.
Hunter starts the device, then they hear dogs barking, and inflated meteorite shimmers in the washbasin.
Fox looks at the PC screen.
PC screen, how is it?
Fox turns off the PC with a happy face.
Fox, you don't like Lindsay?
Hunter, being surprised, yes.
12 Fox, I have a good idea.
Actually, Andrea witnessed me stealing tradition.
So, I want to erase her memory.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it together?
Hunter, sounds interesting.
Let's do it.
They look at the meteorite.
It has been back to normal stone.
They grin at each other. EXT, in front of the mayor's office, midnight, Hunter climbs the telephone pole with his helmet with the electric light for miners on.
He messes the electrical board at the top.
It sparks in the dark.
Hunter gets down and grins int.
Inside the mayor's office, afternoon, Andrea and Lindsay are watching TV.
Fox comes in.
Andrea looks at Fox bashfully.
Fox keeps his calm.
Fox, medical examination.
Aha, this is the new fridge.
Let me see inside.
Fox opens the fridge and looks inside.
He says after closing the door.
Fox, how has it been lately?
Lindsay, it's been fine.
Fox, nice.
Then no need to examine it.
Fox goes out of the room.
Andrea starts preparing lunch.
They spend an hour having lunch merrily.
Again they watch TV.
On TV, the afternoon news program is broadcasted.
A female announcer introduces news in the urban city 13.
Andrea's thought today, her fashion is green.
Doesn't look good on her.
EXT, Heartland Night Newspaper Delivery distributes evening publication.
Hunter talks to him.
Hunter Hay, I will deliver it from now on. Newspaper delivery, oh, it helps me a lot. I can concentrate on tradition. Fox starts delivering evening publication. Int. The mayor's office at Andrea's room. Morning. Andrea opens the morning publication. On that, there is no Lindsay's novel, but an advertisement of soap instead. Newspaper advertisement: green that cleans today's dirt. List price, 3 cents. Andrea skeptically looks at it but stops reading it. Andrea's thought it's just a coincidence. Hint. The mayor's office. Andrea watches TV alone. On TV, some drama is broadcasted. One of the characters wears green. Andrea skeptically turns off the TV. Andrea's thought I might be thinking too much. Ext inside the mayor's office. Night. There are Wolf, Fox, Andrea, and Jaguar. Wolf presses questions to Fox. 14 Wolf, what? You register Doug. Fox, what's wrong? Don't complain anymore. Already registered in the election. Wolf, isn't Andrea satisfying? Fox, unfortunately, I don't believe tradition. I might not live for so long. I don't want to be bothered by tradition from now on. Doug as well. Yesterday we had a conversation, Wolf noted. Anyways, Andrea will win. Right, Andrea. Andrea, I can't handle the election campaign. Wolf, don't worry. Every citizen believes in tradition. Fox, I doubt it. The younger generation is more about entertainment. Wolf noted. Let's have a break. Andrea, what should I do? Wolf, don't worry. Behave as usual. Andrea, good. Fox goes out of the room. 15 Int. The mayor's office at Andrea's room. Night. 5 years later, Andrea and Lindsay watch TV. Lindsay is zapping on TV with a remote controller. Comedy and movies from overseas show up. Andrea is much different from 5 years ago and stares at the TV with hollow eyes like a robot. Lindsay talks to her. Lindsay, shall we sleep now? Andrea, no, more zipping, please. Programs keep changing. Andrea's thought green, green, pakun, pakun, foreigners, foreigners. Lindsay, I will go and sleep now. Lindsay goes into the bedroom and starts writing at the desk. Hint. Lindsay's bedroom. There are desk and bed in the room. Incomplete manuscripts are on the desk. Lindsay's thought, mom is strange. As is often said, it might be spotted senility. She's into newspaper and TV today as well, but she forgets everything. Lindsay's thought, foreigners, foreigners, one wheel. Lindsay startles and looks around. There's nobody, and no sound but TV. Lindsay rethinks and writes a manuscript. Manuscript Part 5. What Happens Every Day. Chapter 316. 5, 5, 3, 3, 1 wheel. Lindsay again looks around and gets scared, then goes back to Andrea's room. Hint. Andrea's room. Andrea is laughing at the newspaper. Andrea's thought, I got it. Next is the TV. As you say. You say such a funny thing. Lindsay surprises at how Andrea is and takes the handset. Handset's voice, Raphael, come as soon as you can. Mom is strange. Handset's voice, what happened? Handset's voice, come now anyways. Handset's voice, okay, I will come soon. Lindsay stares at Andrea in a panic. Andrea grins and keeps zapping. Andrea's thought, yes, green is the king. Green, green. I got it. Andrea, Lindsay, call Raphael. Lindsay, fearfully, already called him. Raphael comes into the room. 17 Raphael, what happened, Lindsay? Lindsay, mom is strange. She told me to call you. Andrea, Raphael, call Mary. Raphael noted, but do you have something to ask for Mary? Andrea, call her anyways. Raphael notices that Andrea is strange, but takes the handset nearby. Hint. The mayor's office at the separated cottage. Mary answers the phone. Mary, okay. Hint.
Andrea's room. Mary comes into the room. Andrea, take a shower.
Mary, not possible now.
Andrea, do it anyway.
Mary skeptically looks at Raphael.
Raphael pulls Mary's arm and whispers to her ears.
Raphael, I'm sorry, but please.
18 Mary goes to the shower room.
Raphael whispers to Lindsay.
Raphael, what is this?
Lindsay, I can't understand either.
Raphael and Lindsay discuss at the corner of the room.
Int.
Shower room. Mary takes shower.
She looks away.
Andrea is staring at her like a robot.
Mary startles and closes the curtain.
Int.
Andrea's room. Andrea tells Raphael.
Andrea, stay here together with Mary from today.
Raphael, why so suddenly?
Andrea, follow what I say.
Mary.
Raphael, mom.
I discussed it with Lindsay now.
I'm fine alone, but it's impossible for Andrea, after closing her eyes for a while, noted.
I will sleep, so you sleep too.
Andrea goes out of the room and enters the bedroom.
Mary talks Raphael.
Mary, good.
Your mother is a little strange.
19 Raphael, I heard from Lindsay, but it might be spotted senility.
Mary, is there any doctor here?
Raphael, yes, there is.
Mary, take her to see the doctor soon.
Mary answers with a cold attitude and goes to the separated cottage from the mayor.
Int.
Room in Fox's house. Hunter grins at PC.
Fox comes in.
Fox, how is it?
Hunter, doctor.
I saw Lindsay and Raphael.
Fox, what?
Don't do anything to Lindsay.
Hunter, being displeased, okay.
Fox, next is Wolf.
Call him to the mayor.
I have to deceive an urban fellow.
Hunter noted.
Hunter looks at the PC.
Int.
The mayor's office at the cafe. Raphael thinks something, sleeping on the long sofa.
20 Raphael's thought, what should I do?
Should I take mom and go back to the city?
But Lindsay, anyways, I need to take her to see the doctor.
Hunter's voice. Raphael, there's a black mole on your wife's back.
Raphael startles and looks around.
Hunter's voice. Ha ha ha, I'm God.
Your mother follows my orders. Raphael jumps up and listens carefully for a while.
Hunter's voice. It's impossible.
I know what you're thinking about.
You never know who I am.
Raphael jumps out of the cafe and goes to Lindsay's room.
Int.
Lindsay's room. Raphael talks to Lindsay with his face burning red.
Raphael, it's serious.
We have to save mom.
Lindsay, what?
Tell me the details.
Raphael, there's something wrong with this mayor.
Features of Mary's body have been seen.
That should have been kept only within me.
Lindsay, is that related to mom?
Raphael, mom saw Mary in the shower room.
Mom is operated by someone.
21 Lindsay, I can't believe it.
Raphael, let's see what happens after mom wakes up tomorrow.
Lindsay, sure.
There won't be anything.
If you're so much worried, sleep here tonight.
Raphael sleeps on the floor with a blanket.
Int.
The mayor's office. The next morning at the lobby there are Wolf, Raphael, Fox, Doug, and Andrea.
Lindsay comes down by elevator.
Fox is asking some questions to Andrea.
Wolf talks to Fox.
Wolf, Fox, Andrea is next.
Andrea, why are you here?
Fox ignores it and talks to Raphael and Lindsay.
Fox, Raphael and Lindsay, there's nothing wrong with Andrea.
She must have been tired.
It's a nervous breakdown, which is common for the old.
Lindsay, look, Raphael.
That's what I said.
Raphael, looks worried, then, it's okay though.
Wolf, Andrea, what?
Andrea, Mr. Wolf, I will seriously fight in the election.
Now I heard from Mr. Fox, but Mr. Doug is positive about being the mayor.
For my election, I will broadcast my claim on screen, using a TV monitor 22.
Wolf, angrily, Fox, Doug, what's this?
Fox, don't be so angry.
I failed in convincing my brother.
Doug Wolf, I changed my thought.
Lindsay Mom, finally you're brave.
Wolf, impatiently, Lindsay, is this all right?
Lindsay yes.
Wolf I don't agree.
Doug, stop standing as a candidate.
Doug I told you, I'm serious.
I will discard tradition.
Wolf, shouting with the maximum anger, are you going to go against me?
Andrea Mr. Wolf, it seems the opposite.
Get out of here Wolf Andrea, what if you become the mayor?
Are you going to succeed Lindsay?
Andrea, after closing her eyes for a while, 23.
I won't answer that.
Get out.
Wolf, back to himself, got it?
If Lindsay agrees,
you will be able to secure tradition, right?
Andrea, again closing her eyes, yes.
Wolf feels relieved and goes out of the room.
Raphael tells Andrea.
Raphael Mom, I'll be back in the city.
Andrea, with her eyes closed, you stay here and help me in the election.
Raphael how long is the election period?
Andrea about 2 weeks.
Raphael then it's fine.
Noted.
Everyone leaves?
Ext Olympus Athene gets angry, seeing the fountain.
Athene annoying human beings.
How come they make my son sexually aware and they become jealous?
Okay, the war of three gods will begin from now.
Aphrodite, you won't win.
Aphrodite silently separates flower petals.
24 EXT on the road to the mayor there stand some electronics retail stores with no one.
Wood runs a carriage.
It carries a wooden bed.
Wood notices Peanuts walking, then stops and get off the carriage.
Wood Peanuts. You are alive.
Peanuts stays and says a word.
Peanuts I'm hungry.
Wood gets surprised, but holds up Peanuts happily and lets him ride on the carriage Peanuts hungrily eats pastries from Wood.
Again the carriage starts.
On the way, Wood finds Edgar.
Edgar jumps onto the carriage.
Wood gets scared.
Edgar you met me before.
Take me together.
Wood, fearfully, brother, weren't you dead?
Forgive me.
I'm going to the mayor.
Is it fine?
Edgar grins without saying anything.
He finds Peanuts.
Edgar hey, hear us.
Peanuts, surprised, but happily, Hades Wood gets confused but hits the whip to the horse.
Hint.
The mayor's office 25.
Fox quickly see Lindsay.
Lindsay doctor, thank you as always.
Take a rest here, if you like.
Fox no, I'm already a conflict candidate.
No need to stay here long Fox goes out of the mayor to go home.
EXT in front of the mayor's office Wood's carriage arrives there.
Edgar jumps off.
He faces Fox.
Fox, surprised, Edgar.
You are alive.
Edgar, with a fearless smile, you are the one who stole it.
Fox gets surprised and runs away.
Hint.
The mayor's office there are Raphael, Lindsay, Andrea, Wood, Peanuts, and Edgar.
Andrea watches television PC.
Lindsay startles and talks to Edgar.
Lindsay doctor, where have you been for these 10 years?
Edgar ignores it and talks to Raphael.
Edgar brother, battle.
Raphael, confused, who are you?
Lindsay 26.
Raphael, you left here when you're small, so you don't know but he was my tutor.
Peanuts gets bored and sings Davy Crockett's song.
Andrea passionately talks to Raphael and Lindsay as she changed her personality.
Andrea help me.
TV and newspaper.
Peanuts stop singing.
Andrea is back to normal.
Raphael and Lindsay look at each other, being surprised.
Lindsay what do you think?
Is it senility?
Raphael no, there must be something wrong here.
Lindsay really, I don't think so.
Then, what are we going to do?
Raphael Lindsay, I don't know why, but I want to make this clear.
Lindsay well, you should do whatever you like.
Would Mr. Raphael,
Long time no see. I brought the bed you ordered. Could you help me?
Edgar, I will.
Would, fearfully, noted.
Would and Edgar go outside.
Ext in front of the mayor's office 27.
Would and Edgar try to unload the bed from the carriage.
Edgar lifts the bed with no effort.
Would looks at it fearfully.
Would Edgar, you would forgive me now.
Edgar, well, obey my order from now on.
Would got it?
Hint. The mayor's office would takes Peanut's arm.
Would don't run away anymore.
We'll go and see a doctor.
Peanuts doesn't resist and gets out with the mayor together with Wood.
Edgar talks to Raphael. Raphael gets surprised by his strength.
Edgar, what should we do with this?
Raphael, please put it there.
I will stay here overnight.
Edgar puts the bed.
Hint.
The room of Fox's house. Fox comes back.
Hunter skeptically plays with PC, eating chips.
Hunter, how was it?
Doctor, you are out of breath.
Fox, sipping the whiskey from a small bottle, I found one more person I have to silence.
28 Hunter Edgar, right?
Fox, why do you know?
Hunter, look at this.
Fox sees the screen of Hunter's PC.
PC screen totally black. Hunter, is this dead?
Fox, I don't know either.
Well, okay.
If we can't see the thought, it's useless.
I'm interested in it as a study material.
How is Wolf?
Hunter, perfect.
A group of meteorites has been set.
We can read their thought.
Fox, good.
Do it now.
I want his password for internet banking.
Hunter grins and faces PC with chips.
Int.Wolf's house. Wolf is silently reading tradition with a wooden cover.
Hunter's voice is howling.
Hunter's voice, password, password.
Wolf startles and looks around.
Hunter's voice, Wolf, Wolf, password, password.
Wolf calmly closes tradition and smokes a cigarette.
29 Int. The room of Fox's house. Hunter's PC screen shows a mess.
Hunter, doctor, what shall we do?
Fox, just because he smoked.
Never thought.
Go on.
Hunter continues.
Then a rose shows up on the PC screen.
Hunter gets angry. Hunter, such an idiot.
Fox, don't be angry.
He is the expert of tradition.
He can control his thought as he likes.
Go on.
They hear the sound of the carriages break.
Fox and Hunter stops the attack to Wolf and turns off the PC. Wood and Peanuts come in.
Peanuts gets angry to see Hunter and try to shoot the arrow on his back.
Hunter says as he sweeps with his hand, Hunter, doctors, this kid.
When he sings, the effect gets less.
Peanuts hates his arrow to be swept and runs out.
Wood follows him.
Fox says.
Fox, I have an idea.
Let's utilize Wood to catch the kid.
Can we read him?
Hunter, okay.
30 Hunter faces the PC.
Ext the mayor's office. Raphael presses the remote controller to stop Andrea from watching PC television.
PC television doesn't turn off.
Raphael tries again and again, but finally, he pulls out the plug.
It finally turns off.
Andrea shouts.
Andrea, what the hell are you doing?
Raphael, mom, calm down.
Lindsay, now I know.
It is the plug.
Lindsay, what do you mean?
Raphael, I will answer later.
Anyways, let's move mom to the separate cottage, where Mary is, to let mom go.
I will solve the mystery.
Lindsay cannot understand what Raphael says but moves to his own room by elevator.
Raphael holds down Andrea.
Andrea, stop it.
I will watch TV here.
Raphael, well, yes, mom.
Noted.
I will obey you because this is your only favorite.
Ext Heartland at the park. Night. Wolf stays outside feeling cold inside the sleeping bag.
Hunter's voice, Wolf, Wolf, remember the password.
Password, password.
31 Wolf is tired and makes his face.
Hunter's voice, password, password,
savings, savings.
Peanuts appears.
Peanuts uncle, I'm hungry.
Wolf, with some pressure, oh, Peanuts.
Where have you been?
Eat this.
Wolf passes canned chicken.
Peanuts eats it singing a song.
Hunter's voice stops, and Wolf's face gets back to normal.
The carriage stops and Wood meets Wolf and Peanuts.
Wood is scared of Wolf.
Wood, Mr. Wolf, are you going to give Peanuts a strict education?
Wolf, aha, Peanuts is my savior.
Treat him well.
Wood, nice.
Good for you.
Peanuts finishes eating and runs away again.
Hunter's voice, Wood, catch him, catch him.
Wood gets confused and scared.
He follows Peanuts with the carriage.
EXT Olympus Athene Aphrodite, our game will also start.
You're always the winner, but the victory will be mine.
32 Aphrodite Clever Athene.
What will happen later on?
Athene, I can't predict the three gods' movements.
However, I will be the winner.
Remember that.
Aphrodite glances at Eros's arrow near the fountain.
NA God's War starts earnestly and the story goes towards the end.
Hint. The mayor's office. Noon. A few days later, the room is totally dark due to the curtains that block the sunlight.
Every plug is destroyed and the copper line is uncovered.
Andrea never cares about it and watches PC television that is connected to the only plug which Raphael didn't destroy.
Raphael and Edgar are having lunch at the table.
Raphael, doctor, I'm sorry for this shabby meal these days.
Edgar, crushing the kin with his hand's strength, brother, never thought.
This is a human being's food, right?
Tastes good.
Raphael, startled at Edgar's strength again, doctor, are you the real doctor for me?
Isn't it better for you to see the doctor?
Edgar doesn't answer with his mouth closed.
Lindsay comes down by elevator.
Lindsay, Raphael, I know I told you to do whatever you like, but it's been too much.
You kindly left the plugs for my room and elevator though.
Raphael, be patient for a while.
Please.
33 Lindsay, when will you solve the mystery?
Raphael, glancing Andrea, PC television is left, actually.
Also, I want to shut the plug for your room too.
It must be impossible to write with only lantern lights, so would you move to the separate cottage, Lindsay, after thinking for a while, got it?
I believe you.
I will do that.
Lindsay moves to the separate cottage.
Raphael soon blows the breaker to cut the plug for Lindsay's room.
Edgar, brother, it is likely for me to be the winner.
Darkness is my world.
Feels good.
Raphael ignores him and continues eating lunch.
Hint.
The room of Fox's house. Fox gets angry.
Hunter eats chips proudly.
Fox, that young blood, he reaches his hand to Lindsay.
Hunter, stop the attack.
Hunter noted, doctor.
Hint.
The mayor's office. Hunter's voice gets rough.
Hunter's voice, Raphael, Raphael, everything you do is impossible.
If you don't obey the gods, bad things will happen to you.
Stop it, stop it.
Lindsay continues lunch without showing his chagrin.
He finishes his lunch and Raphael pulls out the plug for Andrea's PC television.
PC television turns off.
34 Int.
The room of Fox's house. Fox and Hunter get impatient.
Fox, shit, it is a matter of time to reveal this.
Hunter, move Andrea and let her make a speech.
Let her say that her son is crazy enough to kill her.
Also, let her think about a newspaper advertisement to show Andrea to the fellows in the city where the election starts from tomorrow.
Hunter noted, doctor.
Hint.
Jaguar's room. Undeveloped area. There is Wolf.
Wolf, sorry.
I finally don't hear the strange voice here.
Jaguar, whose voice is it?
Watson, I don't know.
Hunter comes and shouts.
Hunter, dad, today's newspaper.
Jaguar goes and takes the newspaper limping with his cane.
He says to Wolf as he returns, Jaguar, how is Lindsay?
Today's serial story is well done.
Wolf,
skeptically, serial story.
Let me see it.
35 Wolf takes the paper away from Jaguar and compares it with Andrea's one that wraps the lunchbox.
Wolf, different newspaper.
Why is it?
Also, who is the guy that shouted now?
Jaguar, my son, Hunter.
What's in the voice is Hunter's.
Who is he?
Jaguar, Fox's student.
They are good friends.
Wolf, thinking for a while, Jaguar, please take me to Fox's house by carriage.
Jaguar, fair enough.
Int. Black House. Neil receives the fax from Fox.
Watson makes a fake advertisement on the PC newspaper.
Watson, somehow, there are too many green-related advertisements.
Neil, the townspeople might remember undeveloped areas still.
Watson, they're conservative.
It's a little early till tomorrow, but let's see Andrea.
Neil, good.
It won't be a human rights violation.
36 Watson goes out of the room and moves towards another room.
Copper follows him.
Int. Black House. In another room, Andrea's computer shows some videos.
Watson gets surprised.
Watson, what is this?
Neil, anything wrong?
Watson, carefully watching the video on the computer, Raphael.
Who is this?
Also, this subtitle.
The video on the computer, it shows Raphael and Edgar.
At the bottom, Andrea, think about the advertisement on the newspaper.
Andrea Watson, swallowing tightly, oh my.
Someone has invaded.
Neil, calm down.
Tell me the details.
Watson, Mr. Neil, someone is abusing this.
Neil, who?
Watson, today is Andrea's speech, so all town people are gathering at the theater.
I will see everyone.
Neil, okay, find the criminal.
37 Watson faces the PC.
Int. The mayor's office. Andrea again plugs in for the PC television, stealing Raphael's eyes, and shouts at it.
Andrea, everyone, help me.
My son is crazy enough to kill me. Raphael startles and again pulls the plug out.
Andrea doesn't resist it and closes her eyes.
Int. The theater town people are gathering there.
They are all making buzz about Andrea's speech on the big screen.
Int. Black House. In another room, Watson faces the computer, talking to himself.
Watson, not this, not that, tree, tradition, the criminal is not here.
I will check the guy that was with Raphael at the mayor computer's screen. Totally black. Watson looks into it.
Then he changes his face gradually.
Watson, well, clothing should be improved like this.
It will be profitable.
I will remember this.
Neil, being surprised, stop it, Watson, don't abuse it.
Neil tries to hold down Watson.
Watson shakes off Neil and pushes him.
Neil stands again and fills the bullets in the gun.
Neil, 38.
Watson, it's a shame to shoot a great scientist like you, but I will shoot the one who resists God.
Amen.
Neil points the gun to Watson.
The moment he triggers, Peanut suddenly appears from the window and shoots an arrow at Watson.
The arrow hits Watson and Peanuts happily leaves the place.
Watson comes to his sense and looks at Neil.
Watson, Mr. Neil.
Are you going to shoot me?
Neil, being surprised, Watson, what are you doing now?
Watson, nothing.
When I was staring at the computer, my memory disappeared for a moment.
Neil, feeling relieved, okay, got it.
Neil puts the gun away.
He calmly says to Watson.
Neil, think well, Watson.
It is only Fox who knows about this plan.
He must be the one.
Find him.
Watson, playing with the computer, TV, newspaper, what is it?
Stop it.
Neil, what happened?
Watson, Raphael is trying to break the plug of the fridge.
If this gets broken, the electronic control for meteorite inflation will stop and it will inflate.
Int. The mayor's office. Raphael breaks the plug of the fridge.
39 Hunter's voice. Raphael, it's in vain.
If you don't stop, something bad will happen to you.
Raphael's thought it's not working.
What else should I do?
Hint. The room of Fox's house. Hunter reports to Fox.
Fox, ha ha ha, the meteorite is as it is.
He's not aware of it yet.
Hunter, maximize the device and make Raphael puppet like Andrea.
Hunter, raising the lever of the device, this is the mercy strike.
Raphael.
PC screen, it emits huge light.
Hunter and Fox suffer from their eyes covered by their hands.
Fox, I can't be patient.
My eyes are dazzling.
Int. The mayor's office, the freezer in the fridge shimmers in the dark.
Raphael, I got it.
Doctor.
Please lend me your hand to discard the fridge.
Raphael grabs the fridge.
He raises the fridge by himself.
Raphael gets surprised by his own strength.
He discards the fridge outside anyways.
EXT in front of the mayor's office, it starts raining very hard.
The shimmering liquid flows out of the fridge.
The carriage of wood with no expression on his face stops suddenly.
The horses get crazy.
40 Edgar jumps onto the carriage.
The earth starts shaking.
Edgar changes himself to Hades.
The carriage follows the drop of the material.
Poseidon's voice is howling.
Poseidon's voice, I'm the winner.
Hades on the carriage crosses his arms and closes his eyes.
Hint.
Black House Watson says to kneel on the shaking earth.
Watson, let's evacuate to the theater regardless of the base.
Kneel, okay, let's go to the secret place through the underpass that Fox told us.
The two get out of the Black House.
EXT underpass, they make their way in the shaking earth.
They find Peanuts soundly sleeping.
Kneel, that girl, right?
Watson, she also has to evacuate.
Neil holds up raging Peanuts and they proceed.
Hint.
The mayor's office, Andrea gets back to normal.
Andrea Lindsay.
Raphael, help me.
Someone is ordering to my ears.
Andrea only shouts it and faints.
Raphael holds Andrea.
41 Lindsay, Raphael, how's mom?
Raphael, she's fine.
Just sleeping.
Let's evacuate anyways.
Raphael holds Andrea with his strong right arm and lifts Lindsay with a wheelchair with his other hand.
Lindsay and Mary get surprised but they continue evacuating.
EXT the exit of the underpass, Watson and Neil come up to the ground.
Neil holds raging Peanuts with his one arm.
The drops from the fridge are flowing into the river.
The drop that reacted with water keeps shimmering and maximizing.
Watson shouts.
Watson, thunder, fall.
The cloud with rains over the head separates and the thunder falls in one line.
It falls into the huge hole at the bottom of the river.
Hint.
Wood's carriage, Hades disappears and it becomes Edgar's dead body.
Wood comes to his senses.
EXT the exit of the underpass, maximized drops become gold in the huge hole.
The river is covered with gold.
The sky clears as the sun shows up from the cloud.
The gold shines more and more thanks to the sunlight.
Watson and Neil feel relieved.
EXT Olympus, Zeus is sitting on the king's seat.
Hades and Poseidon bow down.
Hades and Poseidon, at the same time, Zeus, who governs thunder and reason.
We will obey you, the winner.
42 NA The battle between the three brothers is over.
From now, the game of Athena and Aphrodite will come to end, involving us human beings.
Hint.
The room of Fox's house. Fox's house survives the earthquake.
Fox and Hunter get back to the original posture, rubbing their eyes.
Fox seems like the strategy failed.
Hunter, do you hate Lindsay that much?
Hunter, yes.
Fox, I have a good idea.
You stole Lindsay's manuscript to show it to Jaguar, right?
Hunter, being disappointed, yes.
Fox accused Lindsay of copyright infringement.
I didn't want to use Lindsay, but it's for you.
Fox takes out the cell phone and turns it on.
The phone is working.
He stares at it for a while and thinks.
Fox, I answered the phone when I had myself examined by Urban Fellows.
In my opinion, this has something to do with hearing.
I will measure your hearing.
Hunter takes out his own cell phone and answers the call from Fox. Fox activate the PC with battery. Hunter looks at the PC. 43 PC screen Hunter 562 decibel.
Shit, almost there.
Hunter, being surprised, Doctor, it only shows my thought.
What is this?
Fox, you kept watching the PC. You are now under the meteorite's effect. That's why your thought is shown here.
Hunter, oh my.
Fox, good, the dog whistle device is working. You go to the theater. There is earthquake-resistant in-house power generation equipment over there. All the town people are evacuating. Accuse Lindsay there. I will give you the instruction to your ear. Hunter gets out of the house with weak steps.
Hint.
The theater, there are all town people, Raphael, Lindsay, Mary, Hunter, and Wood. Andrea is sleeping. Hunter is exhausted. Lindsay is sitting in the wheelchair on the aisle. The couple next to Raphael discuss.
Town people A, I heard Doug is dead.
Town people B, yays.
To whom should we vote?
Town people A, maybe, Andrea.
Town people B, Andrea is sleeping there.
Town people A, 44.
But who else?
Town people B, Wolf.
Town people A, Wolf is missing.
Who will save him?
Town people B, there is nobody but town people.
The cashier itself is with no one.
Town people A, in the end, the election is nothing.
Lindsay's novel is missing, so let's read tradition as before.
Town people B, yes, that's better.
They start reading the copy of tradition.
Lindsay startles and says to the couple.
Lindsay, what?
My novel.
It should be here.
Raphael, Lindsay, it might not be in the newspaper.
Lindsay, yes, did Wolf manipulate?
It shouldn't be like that.
Raphael, let's think about it later.
Everyone is tired.
Let them hear your story to entertain them.
You read it aloud. Lindsay climbs on the platform.
Hunter goes to the projection room even though he's exhausted.
Hint.
The projection room. Hunter connects his own cell phone and the projector with a cord.
Hint.
The theater 45.
Lindsay, everyone.
I will read my story aloud to you.
Please listen.
It was a very, very mysterious story.
It happened at the Hadsons' house.
Hunter runs up to the platform with weak steps.
Lindsay gets surprised and stops reading.
Hunter shouts at the town people who enjoyed his reading.
Hunter, listen, everyone.
This story is written by me.
Lindsay has stolen it.
This is the evidence. Hunter presses the remote controller in his hand.
Screen Hadson's Mystery by Hunter.
It was a very, very mysterious story.
It happened at the Hadson's house.
Hunter, everyone.
As you saw now, I will accuse Lindsay of copyright infringement.
Please judge him.
Lindsay, you the thief.
Lawyer up. Raphael, Mr. Wood, who is that?
Wood, that is Hunter.
Raphael, I don't know.
Mary, you go.
Please defend.
Mary, I don't know anything.
Raphael, it's urgent.
Anyways, manage it now.
Extend this lawsuit, Mary noted.
46 Mary stands on the platform.
Hunter faces Mary aggressively.
Mary, I ask the plaintiff.
Did you register the manuscript in the LOC or WGA?
Hunter, putting his hands on his ears in a hurry, sure.
Mary, then please show it to me.
Hunter, putting his hands on his ears in a hurry, sure, look at this.
Screen LOC register number QC3 WIB Jade 6635. Mary, this is digital.
I will check with LOC directly, so let's discuss tomorrow again.
Hunter, being impatient again, no need to do that.
Now I will call the person in charge and let him answer in the video.
Finally, you redone, Lindsay.
All the town people are looking with no breath.
Mary gets impatient.
EXT Olympus Athene wins.
Aphrodite shoots her chest with Eros's arrow.
Aphrodite smiles with joy, and the part of Olympus gets covered with a bright shine.
Athene gets scared and put the shield in front of herself. Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon also look at that direction.
Int. The theater Hunter startles to see Mary changes to Nikki.
Nikki, in the rose-colored light with lots of motherhood, stop it, Hunter.
47 Hunter mom.
Hunter falls thereafter feeling Mickey's strong motherhood. Some town people get surprised and climb onto the platform, then care about Hunter.
One of the town people shout.
Town people see he's dead.
Ext the river changes itself to gold and Jaguar's carriage runs on it.
In the carriage, Wolf lies down.
Jaguar Wolf, look.
The river gets gold.
No need for the boat now.
Wolf, don't you see this?
Wolf aha, I'm not interested.
Hurry to Fox's house.
Jaguar hits the whip on the horses.
Int.
The room of Fox's house. Fox turns off Hunter's dog whistle device, clucking his tongue.
He starts preparing for the departure.
Jaguar's carriage stops outside the house.
Neil and Watson hide.
Wolf comes in and looks at the device.
Wolf, well, Fox.
What is this device?
Where are you going?
What happened to the kid, Hunter?
Fox, grinning, Wolf, now you know everything.
This the device with the dog whistle by Hunter.
This helps us understand what human beings see, hear, and talk.
Hunter is dead.
48 Wolf, where is tradition?
Fox, that's on that table.
Take it.
I don't need it anymore.
Wolf takes up the tradition happily.
Fox, I will say one thing.
Wolf, don't be possessed by the tradition anymore.
The era is different now.
Wake up.
No more brainwashing, Wolf. After thinking for a while, I will go home.
Wolf goes out of Fox's house.
Ext outside Fox's house, Neil and Watson wait for Wolf to walk away.
Watson, did you hear that?
That device is working.
Neil, what do you mean?
Watson, if you melt meteorite into the screen of the cell phone and merge it with that device, it will be possible for the normal people to communicate with people with seeing, speaking, and hearing problems.
Neil, is that true?
Good, let's seize it.
They again wait.
Ext Olympus Aphrodite gets back to herself.
49 Athene, you're the winner of the game, Aphrodite.
I never imagined that you would become me.
I give up.
Aphrodite, looking at the fountain, oh, the boy is still there.
Come back.
Aphrodite winks.
Ext outside Fox's house, Eros happily gets out from Peanuts.
Wood's carriage arrives.
Peanuts runs to Wood.
Wood gets off from the carriage and they hold each other.
Peanuts, Dad, where have you been?
Wood, Peanuts, will you forgive me?
Oh my, oh my.
Wolf stares at them for a while.
Wood reports to Jaguar.
Wood, boss, your son is dead.
Jaguar, with cold face, okay, got it.
Wood, aren't you sad?
Jaguar, as is written on the tradition, it is also the feeling to grieve the death.
Every human being dies someday.
No one can run away from Thanatos.
Wolf stares at them and walks away.
He stares at the tradition for a while.
With a deep breath, he throws it into the well and walks away.
Ext in front of Fox's house 50.
Fox picks up several stones that change to gold and puts them in his pockets.
Fox climbs onto the stand to handle the horses, and Neil and Watson have seats.
Fox hits the whip.
The carriage starts running.
Ext on the way to the shipyard, Watson is interestingly playing with the dog whistle device inside the carriage.
Neil talks to Fox.
Neil, Fox, you did something you can't take back.
If it's normal, you will be sentenced to death.
Fox gets scared.
Neil, I can shoot you here, but you kindly left this device, so I won't.
Fox takes out the small bottle of whiskey and sips it.
Neil, however, I won't let you become a doctor in the city.
I will give you the license only within this area.
If you don't accept it, I will arrest you.
Decide before we reach that one tree with one eagle.
Fox noted. I will accept it. Fox throws gold stones out from his pockets.
Hint. The theater Fox comes in. Wood becomes happy.
Would that you, doctor.
Please see him now.
Fox, calmly, it's death from shock.
I will write a death certificate.
51 EXT on the way to the grave Jaguar and Wood pass by in the carriage.
Jaguar carries Hunter's dead body and Wood carries Edger's dead body.
EXT the grave they start digging holes for the burial.
Wood Hunter looks happy.
He must have died happily.
Jaguar ignores it and they finish the burial.
Hint.
Heartland at Watson's room 20XX Watson turns the last page of Patrick's manuscript.
Manuscript postscript. Dear readers, thank you for reading this novel.
This story is a work of fiction.
I appear in the story with my real name, but this is fiction.
Thank you for reading this. Watson closes the manuscript.
His cell phone turns on and the letter of James shows up.
The letter of James' dad, thank you for making this movie.
I feel like reading the tradition that appears in the story.
What happened to it?
Watson, I don't know, but James, as is written by Lindsay in the postscript, you should not read it.
I don't want to make your mind confused.
The letter of James noted.
Thank you.
His cell phone turns off and Watson goes out of the room and moves to his bedroom. Manuscript 52. The Reason, The History of Heartland Village by Lindsay Jones.